The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas, for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas.
Pretty Basic.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Pretty Basic. I'm your co-host Remy Cruz.
And I am your other co-host Alicia Marie. And later this episode, we're having two additional co-hosts.
Like
guests, but I'm going to say co-hosts.
Our girls. I'm so excited. You know, I listened to Brittany's episode where she recapped what we're going to talk about and she called us her girls. And I was like, I replayed it. I'm not kidding. 100 times. I was like, Did I hear that right? I love her so much. Brittany Broski and Drew Afalo are coming on, who are two of our dear fellow influencer friends.
Yes. And it's funny because lately I've seen so many actually the last episode, one of the recent episodes, we had said, who else do you want back on the podcast or on the podcast? So many Brittany Broski comments, so many. And I was like, they don't even know she's coming back on. This is so exciting.
And when she first came on, we like didn't know her. That was the first time we met her. And now we're actually friends and we've got a banter. And we just went on Drew's podcast a couple months ago, which if you guys didn't listen to that, go listen to that.
Exactly.
And this episode's just going to be so fun because it's just four girls girling. And we have a lot of things to talk about.
And
obviously.
Debrief from the Beyonce Sacred event. And this was the emergency episode that we decided to film.
Well, we made this like as emergency as we could because, I mean, when the Lana thing happened, we got in the studio the next day.
Literally the next day.
When Lana Gate happened. When Beyonce Gate happened, which again, we're going to get into very soon, but we just wanted, I needed to catch up with you.
I haven't seen you.
I haven't talked to you like in a while.
I
felt kind of weird. We got in, this is as soon as we could get in, based on everybody's schedules, because Brittany was like, I'm going to New York. And then little did I know she was going to the Dune 2 premiere.
Wait, I saw her.
I was like, like you didn't specify why. And that's so cool. Everybody's obviously busy. I went on a trip right after. So we are in the, so this is as emergency as we could get, but people are going to love it. We're going to turn this around so fast for you guys. It's going to be so fun. I can't wait to debrief and hear everything that happened behind the curtain because I was not there.
Also, I blacked out. So I'm excited to hear from their perspective of any other things that I just completely forgot about and vice versa.
But I think it'll just be a really good conversation overall.
No, I'm excited. So yeah, they're currently on their way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I want to catch up with you because we were in Tulum.
Yes.
How was it?
It was so fun. The whole time, like Lauren, in case you guys missed it, Laura DIY just had her bachelorette in Tulum. I could cry because it was just such an amazing weekend celebrating Lauren, who we love so much. And also just the women in her life are so incredible.
Like no drama,
but also just like good, kind, fun. Like I'm like emotional. Oh God, I must be having an emotional day, which means I'm going to cry when Brittany and Drew start talking. I'm like already choking back tears. It was just, I love women and I loved the conversations we had from like small to big. Just every person was just so kind. I've known all of them and like gotten to know them through like parties that Lauren and Jeremy have thrown or whatever. But being on an actual trip is so different.
Oh, totally.
And I just had like the most incredible time and it was so much fun. And just a beautiful trip. Tulum is beautiful. I got fucking eaten alive by bugs, though.
Did you bring bug spray?
I didn't because Miss Laura DIY made me bring a carry-on.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We all had to do carry-ons because I guess someone said at one of the airports, the luggage situation can take like 3 hours to check in a luggage. So she was like, hi, everybody, check-ins, which Lauren didn't want to do it either. And so... Yeah. She posted her vlog and she sent me a screenshot and someone's like, how did you get Miss Remy to pack a carry-on?
No, I was just thinking when we went to Mammoth for 2 nights.
Yep.
And we both had massive,
a carry-on and a big one.
It's different though, because when you have the bigger, this is girl math. Well, if I'm going to have a bigger suitcase, I might as well fill it. It's not that we need all the outfits.
Exactly. And also if I'm going to pay,
I'm going to make it worthwhile.
Exactly. You're bringing every option. And yes. then you know what? If you have a friend who needs something and you're like, oh my God, I have other shoes you can borrow.
I know.
So I get it. It is girl math.
I'm
proud of you, bitch.
Thank you so much. I honestly had a wonderful, this is such a dumb conversation, but I had such a wonderful time with my carry-on and it was so easy, breezy, beautiful, CoverGirl. Like I walked right on the plane. I got in and I got to the airport first. Who am I? Carry-on and early.
Wow.
I walked into the airport and I was like about to walk up to the check-in desk and I was like, I don't have to. I walked myself straight to the lounge. I had this really sad, measly breakfast. Here, I'm going to show you a photo.
While you're bringing that up, I get so paranoid. This is a huge reason why I don't use carry-ons. Even though I know I have nothing in there that will get stopped or thrown away, I get so anxious that there's going to be something I forgot. Yeah. Or like, you know when they ask you, like, do you have any of these things that are like horrible to have in your suitcase? And I know I don't have anything.
Yeah.
I know I didn't pack, you know, anything of that sort.
Yeah.
But I still hyperventilate as if I do. And then I'm like, they probably think I'm hiding something. Because I'm like, no, like, I don't have any of that.
Like Advil, like when the drug dogs would come into your school to do drug tests or like
knowing
they sniff around
and I have
Advil
drugs.
And I'd be like, oh my God.
Like that is such a, that follows through to me barely bringing carry-ons because I'm terrified. They're going to be like, sorry, you have to throw all your makeup away. Or like, oh, you're going to have to throw this away. And I'm like, like, so I never do.
I thought like one time I threw away my coveted one size Until Dawn setting spray because I saw it said like no
aerosol.
It didn't say aerosol. It said butane. And then later on, I was like, wait, that wasn't butane. I don't know why. And I was like, those were so hard to get.
No, I was going
to
say, not you throwing it away. Patrick, if you're watching,
can you send me new ones, please? Because I'm all out.
I think I have an extra one I can give you, actually. I stocked up
travel
the last
size,
time.
Though?
No.
See, you have to bring the travel size when you travel.
You're so right.
And Lauren texted me when we were on The Bachelorette and she's like, do you have the Patrick Star setting spray? I was like, I do.
You know what I just got?
We crushed the whole thing.
That's been sold out, the sweat one. That's been like so hard to find. I finally got it. I'm so excited.
The one where you only use a pee and then you like really rub it in.
Yeah.
What is that? Secure the Sweat.
Secure the Sweat.
The way we know every name, we love one size here. So I went to the lounge. I had this really sad breakfast. It was a single hard-boiled egg and 3 boiled potatoes. Something about me, I love a boiled potato.
Wait, why was it so sad?
Because like the options are pretty limited in the lounge, but that's okay. I had a wonderful time regardless.
You know, those lounges are one of those things where from the outside in, it feels like Disneyland, like you're missing out on the VIP club experience.
Well, if you don't know, like your mind wanders.
I know, but then you get in there and it is it's like some, or at least the ones, I've never been to like Emirates or anything like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like I'm sure there's some good ones, but for the most part, yeah, it's just like, like
I literally had 3 potatoes and a hard boiled egg.
But you know what? Free 99.
It was good. I'm not saying it was bad.
No. But just the looks of that, I'm like,
the eggs definitely came from a bag.
Yeah.
You know, those hard-boiled eggs.
Yes.
Any updates with you? What's been going on? I know. What'd you get up to? We didn't chat while I was gone very much.
I know. I've been so busy, but I went to San Diego to celebrate Lexi's birthday.
Yay!
Her 30th. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lex.
It was such a fun, relaxing, same thing, just like good people, like
good clean fun
girl just yes, there was 4 of us and it was so like it was just fun and everyone had such good vibes and attitudes and we just chilled. It felt, even though it was such a short trip, it felt so long. Probably same, well, not in Tulum. It felt like I was in Hawaii though, let me tell you. Like we were in San Diego. We got like a really cute beach house, which was so funny.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Lauren DM'd me
that she was at the same one. She told
like,
me to, yeah.
Wait, I've stayed there. And then I got comments from people saying, wait, I feel like I'm a super YouTube fan because I swear I've seen Lauren stay here before too. And I was like, wait, I had no idea.
What did she told me? She told me when I was with her, but was it for like a video or just for a weekend or something?
I think it was a weekend. She said it was like right after COVID or something like that. But
that's
like,
what she told me. Yes, yes.
Oh my God. So it was really funny.
So what are the chances?
I know. I literally was like, wait, that's so crazy. So that was super fun and awesome. Gosh, other than that, just work. I feel like I've just been like getting so much stuff done that I can't share yet. I know.
Oh,
I know.
A little secret teaser.
A little secret teaser. But you decorated. Your room is finally done.
Honest opinion.
You hate it?
No, I love. Do you like it?
I do.
Okay, good.
Wait, why would...
Because you have a very, like, you have a very elevated home taste now. And I was like, did I do a good job? Yes or no?
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, I haven't seen it in person, but the photos, like... amazing.
You must come see it in person. I truly, so in case you guys didn't know, I did do a main channel video and a vlog and a lot of content about it and a full series on TikTok.
I was going to say, I've seen the three-part TikTok series.
Four parts.
Four. Oh, I'm behind.
I did my own. I did like a full room transformation as much as I could because I wanted to keep a lot of the stuff that I already had. And everything kind of stayed in the same spot as is too because, I mean, I couldn't really move the bed or anything. So it looks different. I gave her a facelift, I will say. So I lived in this house now for 4 years.
That's
which
crazy.
Is wild.
That's crazy to think about.
I think we're actually coming up on the 4-year anniversary like any day now. And throughout my time living there, I moved in, COVID hit, and I didn't know how to decorate anything. I was kind of just like buying things to try and make it look
also,
nice.
I don't know about you. I was so broke after like moving into my house. So then I was like, well, we'll get decor in like 2 years.
Also, well, yeah, I was like, slowly also, I'll like change things up. I'll add things here and there. I didn't really have like a style that I liked. I kind of just like bought things that I thought that I liked and they've totally worked. And I found like different places throughout the house for all the things. But I slowly but surely over the 4 years have started to change the rooms to like my glam room has had like 7 variations.
Oh, I love it.
7 different lives. And right now I want to redo it again too. I'm not going to though. I finally am like happy with everything. I feel like every room looks how I like it. Like I found like a style that I like. And my bedroom was the last place that I hadn't changed or touched it since I moved in. It was exactly the same from when I moved in 4 years ago. And it was fine. It just was kind of like cold. I felt like it was a little sterile feeling. I had these like kind of fugly Louis Vuitton, not real
not
like surfboards. They were fugly, but I thought they were cute because I saw them on an Instagram ad and then I bought them and I was like, oh, these aren't what I thought. And they just stayed up on the wall for 4 years. All to say, I was like, I really want to change the room. I'm now almost 30. I want to give it like a warmer vibe. I'm spending most of my time in my room, in the house, I'm either in the living room or in my room / kitchen. And so I want to make it feel warm and cozy. I want to like actually be excited to get into bed and you know, cozy up and watch a movie with Cal. Cause like all I was doing was like sleeping, waking up and leaving the room.
Yeah.
Cause I just like didn't want to spend time in there. So I was like, I want to give it a really fun ambiance. I want to make it cozy. I want to make it comforting. I've never really had a bedroom in my life that I've like actually loved.
Mm.
Cause I feel like I've just never been able to decorate it in a way that looks good, to be fully frank. And so I redid my
room.
You
mean those DIYs didn't
stay? The one that broke my ceiling in college, my popcorn ceiling. They just always like, they were never good. If you watch my old room tours, they were never good.
It looked good on camera. That's all that
for
mattered.
For the 2 seconds before it fell off. And then I had to like angle it
you
properly.
You know the TikTok that's like, you just had to be there.
True. Yes. You just had to be in Michael's using command strips to stick a chandelier on your ceiling. And also like, had I had AI at the time, I could have made it look beautiful for my video, but no, I didn't. I had to film as fast as I could, film a 2-second clip and then put it in slow-mo.
Well,
stretch it. To stretch.
Like, let me make it look so
still
good.
Frame. You like slow-mo it and then it cuts like a still frame and yeah, then it yes, slow-mo.
Yes. That's so funny that you think my decor is really good because I feel like I've been putting more prep into that kind of stuff, like whether it's a Pinterest board or even like you said, AI, like I will take a photo of a room and then it helps to see it from a different perspective. And then I'll even draw or use like AI things to like add. And I'm like, do I want a bookshelf here? Oh, actually, I don't like how that looks because I'm so visual. I've done the same freaking thing where I buy stuff only for it to come months later and then me not like how it looks and it's too late to return.
Well, that's why your nightstands are in my room now.
That's why my nightstands are literally in your room.
If you guys are listening to this episode right now and you can relate to the situation, you laying in bed and 2 a.m. strikes on the clock and you just awake, you just rise because it's time to rearrange your whole room
mm-hmm.
because suddenly everything's in the wrong spot.
Mm-hmm.
You got to move your bed orientation. Your bed is facing the wrong window. You want your bed to move this way. You got to move your nightstand. You got to move your dresser. All for you to break your back,
mm-hmm.
to hate it,
mm-hmm.
to move it back again. Have no fear. Right here in my hand, I have the Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra, which we've already talked to you guys about. It has so many amazing features. The camera, the circle to search, everything is amazing. If you are in the midst of redoing your room, if my room tour and room transformation inspired you to do your own room, this phone is amazing. It has a generative edit feature, which basically you could take a photo of your room and let AI move everything around so you don't have to physically move at all, the phone will do it for you. And you can see, I want my bed this way. I want my chair here. I want my bookshelf here. I want to change it around. And then you don't actually have to move anything. And then if you end up painting it all, you didn't do anything at all.
No, literally, I'm not kidding. I was like, why aren't you using AI? You're like, wait, what? And I go, no, we literally have the Ultra. It's like, you can actually just do it. Which obviously you can take a photo and like do it on your computer, but it's so much easier because you can all, like, you can literally just do it on the phone.
Well, yes, but also like AI is still new to me. Like mm-hmm. It still blows my mind that we can do these things.
I know.
And it's just like, it's going to take me a little time. And then one day down the road, I'm going to be like, how did I not use this before?
Well, you know, another way that I've been using it is you can actually, like, I took a photo and I really loved how I looked, but in the back there was like a water bottle and these like cords on the ground, and it just ruined the vibe. Like, it ruined the aesthetic vibe. All I had to do was do the generative edit. Gone. And you can't tell.
No, I can't tell.
You can't tell. I'm not kidding. This is my favorite way to use it. I guess I never realized I can use AI in actual everyday ways that make sense for me.
Well, especially with doing this job, like the amount of work that you had to do before to edit a photo, to get, you know, a person out of the background or to get something out, like to change whatever.
It was so hard.
I never did it because it just took too much work and I don't know how to do it. I know you did, but now you can do it. It's easier for you. And I can just do it because now I know how to.
I just love how innovative they are. I feel like the Ultras are so innovative in the sense of whether you're a creator or not, whether you're creative or not, no matter what your profession is, a student, you're a professor, whatever it is, like you can actually utilize it. Even like the circle search, even just the quality of the camera. Like there are so many things. Or if you're removing a water bottle in the back of your photo.
It's true.
It's amazing.
When I was redoing my room, so the reason why I asked you if you liked my room is because like you've worked with real professionals to do your house before. Like that's why I was like, is it good? Because I did not use a professional and I thought it all up here. And then I was like, hopefully it looks good. Which again, I'm so happy how it turned out. I love all the colored lights. In case you didn't know, I like put this like colored lighting all across the floor.
No, it looks good.
The one thing though that I really struggle with, i.e. fugly surfboards, is art. I really struggle with art in my house.
Me too.
I was really nervous and I...
Because it feels like such a commitment.
It is. And it's expensive. Mm-hmm. And I also like, it's the focal point of the room. Mm-hmm. And so I knew I wanted to, once I got rid of the fugly surfboards, what was I going to put there instead? It needed something. Mm-hmm. Like, because a blank wall is not interesting at all. And again, I feel like it just would warm up the room. I wanted to give like hotel vibes with the room. So I was looking on Pinterest to find artwork. And again, I really struggle with this because I love color, but I do feel like if I pick like a colorful art piece, then I have to like match everything to that. I could have worked with an interior designer or someone, but like,
it's so expensive.
I wanted to do it myself.
Yeah.
And so I found this artwork. I was looking up like neutral artwork. My queen, whose ground I worship, Marianna Hewitt. I was like, Marianna Hewitt House. I'm constantly just like trying to steal her looks.
Yeah.
And I mean, everything she wears is just like so beautiful. And a lot of times I don't know what she's wearing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, circle to search is amazing because in case you guys didn't know, you could literally like, I could pull up a photo of Marianna Hewitt. I could hold down the button, circle her outfit, like literally circle what she's wearing and it will show up, which my queen would send me links anyways if I asked.
I was going to say, it's so, so funny when it's like, you could ask her, but also I get it. Like, you don't want to ask all the time.
I agree.
I get it.
I know. And like, I don't want to bother her. She's busy running an empire. She's literally busy.
I'm wearing the Summer Fridays today.
Oh my God. Cake. The birthday one.
So good.
So she was at the Beyonce event too. She came up to me and I was like, just so you know, I worship you. And I was like, and then I told her like, I love your style so much. I think that you like, she's just so eloquent and elegant and beautiful and amazing. And so the next day she comes out as a creative director of a clothing brand and she like made a capsule collection. So I bought it all. And all to say, I'm going to look like her now. All to say, I was trying to find art for my room and I found this really pretty art piece on Pinterest, but it didn't have a link to it. It just was like a piece of art, like two side by side. I didn't know where to find it. And it was like so specific. I wanted that exact one. Mm-hmm. Couldn't find where it was. Didn't even know where to look. Circled search, held the button down, circled it. Boom. All to say, if you also want to dress like Marianna Hewitt, if you want some art for your walls, if you want to transform your room like I did, like Marianna Hewitt, Galaxy AI is the new it girl. And on Galaxy S24 Ultra. So if you guys are interested, check out the link in our description.
Get it.
I oftentimes get really nervous when we have guests on because I just feel like I'm going to not ask the right questions or just like say something wrong. Like one time I said something wrong to Madison Beer, and let me tell you, it haunts me every day of my life. And we definitely cut it out. We definitely cut it out. But I mean, I'll put it on blast, put myself on. No, should I? It's one of those things where I'm in the shower
once
and I'm like,
get it
stupid
off your
bitch,
chest,
you stupid bitch, you stupid
you'll
bitch,
feel
you stupid
better.
Bitch. Well, I just got like the years mixed up, and like Madison Beer was sitting in front of me, and I basically got the year wrong of which when her album came out.
That's so fine.
No, it wasn't fine. And I'm like, literally, I'll do the dishes. I'm in the shower and I'm like, you stupid bitch. You call yourself a super fan.
So one time, and I think this was high school.
Thank you so much for just coming in with a story to make
No, this will make you feel so much better. I had like a history or speech class, and it was something to do with history. I forget exactly what the actual topic was, but I brought up like 9/11 or something. It was part of my speech. Like I had to bring it up as like I think it was one of the like informative speeches. I forget what it was. And I got the dates wrong. Like literally. And I remember being mortified, but I didn't notice until the very end. I went and sat down in my seat, and the person next to me, the kid next to me, was like, by the way, it was like this. It was like 2001. I was like,
oh.
And I was like, oh my God. So then I stood up to the whole class and I was like, I'm so sorry, it was this day.
Yeah.
But and then the teacher was like, I wasn't gonna like put you on blast because basically that's so embarrassing.
Did you like repeat it multiple times, you think, or just
I think I just said it once or twice at the top of the speech, but again, I forget what exactly the context was, but I remember being so mortified. And I didn't take speech my freshman year, so I was a sophomore with all freshmen, which was like better but worse, because I think that made me not care as much. So I literally stood up and I was like, oh my God, I promise I know when this was. Like, I felt so dumb.
I commend you for standing up and owning it.
I mean, so dumb.
We all make mistakes, and I commend you for that.
And my note cards had the right date, too.
I mean, public speaking is so nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
It never gets easier for me personally. But
let us know if you want us to do live shows.
Absolutely. I was going to say, that's why I hate live shows. I do normally get nervous for guests, though. Pre-Madison. You're so fine. Thank you for making me feel so much better. I normally get pretty nervous with guests, but today I'm not nervous at all. I'm just so excited because I love them so much, and they're just such fun girls. And like, so they're like another multiverse version of us.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God, you're so right, Remy.
No, I think that every time. Anytime I meet like a duo, I'm like, us. Brooke Schofield us. And Tana, us. Who else is there?
Tommy and Pranav.
Us. Charlie and Dixie. Us. Who's Charlie? Who's Dixie?
Oh, why? I feel like you're Charlie with your dancing.
I am Charlie. I went to an event.
Your
she was there
swallows?
Last night.
Oh, how was the event?
It was so fun. It was the Garnier Fructis. Oh, your sister was there. Yes. She did say you didn't want to come.
Well,
sorry to put you on blast.
I don't remember getting an invite, but then also I just got a facial done. I'm like peeling. You can tell.
Oh, it doesn't look bad.
No, like look, you can tell. You can tell if you look close. It's like
day
bad.
Two is the worst, right?
I know. So yesterday I wasn't wearing any makeup, and Ash was like, I don't have anyone to go with. I'm so scared. Like, will you go with me? And I was like, I'm so sorry. If you gave me any more notice, I would.
Yeah.
Then the next thing I know, like an hour later, I get a photo of that you sent me of both of you guys there. And I was like, oh my God. Then I saw so many people were there. So I was like, oh, Ash
it was
fine.
So fun. I saw so many people that I haven't seen in forever. I saw Lauren Wolf and I saw Bridget, who I love from TikTok so much. They're from New York.
Yeah,
yes. They're so sweet. And then I saw Shelby Church, who I haven't seen in so long.
My God.
I went with Eli, who I also haven't seen in a little while. Like, it was just a fun, I was like, I need to get out more. I need
I
to go to
it.
More event.
Sorry, that was such a
I literally texted Alicia. I was like, we need to go to more events.
I don't know. I'm so down. I feel like there's gonna be a lot this summer.
Ash came up to me.
She's been going to a lot.
I know. Well, she came up to me and she was like, thank God you're here. I thought I was going to be alone. I was like, you came here alone?
No, one of her goals this year was to go to more things by herself. She's been killing it. She's been going to so many events by herself, like not even knowing who else is going. I'm so proud of her because that is so intimidating.
I told her, you could not pay me to go to an event alone just because I get so nervous. And then I don't want to be that girl that like tags along with someone I know there and they're like, she won't leave me alone.
I know.
Because like, I can't pick up on when they want me to leave.
Mood me.
There's a whole thing.
Wait, I want to hear more about your trip. I feel like I went to Tulum years ago and it was so fun and amazing. Although I did almost die from a palm tree branch falling and hitting
that
me.
That was in Tulum?
That was in Tulum.
Oh.
Yeah, it was on a Hollister
shoot. The scene of the crime.
Yeah, it was, literally I almost died and then I cried.
You would have almost, like you would have died if it landed on you.
I think that was one of my closest near-death experiences. The other one was probably when I choked on a hot dog at Sam's Club.
I think about you a lot when I eat a hot dog. I ate a hot dog the other day and I was like, oh my God, she almost choked. I'm not kidding.
No, like I turned purple.
No, that's scary.
It's scary. I just didn't know I was choking. Like I just kept being like, oh, hold on. Like I just need to swallow. Like, no, I'm fine.
But what a way to go on a budget-friendly
$1.39. What was it?
I'm a Costco girl.
Oh, I was a Sam's Club.
I think
girly.
A Costco is only a dollar.
I was gonna say it's pretty. It's like $1.15 or like $1.20.
It's such
and
a
I'd
good deal.
Get two loaded mustard, ketchup,
two
onion. Two
you were down
pickles.
In two at a young
I
had, age.
My metabolism. I don't know what happened. I could eat so much, so much. Ugh. Like I'd still be hungry after having my two massive.
Well, you're probably
dogs.
Like running around a lot.
Yeah,
like just being a kid.
Yeah, the cyclone when we were in Bora Bora. That was probably a near death experience.
That was.
At least for you with your
the
contacts
worst
out.
Day of my life. Oh my God. That truly, I could put myself right back into that trauma.
That was honestly like one of the best days of my life.
I know. Everyone was so jazzed and I was sobbing hysterically, trying to cry the salt water out of my eyes. And like now, you know, like I have really bad vision. Like
yes.
I could not see. I couldn't see. I was like yours times two.
I'm glad you were in front of me and Mia. I think.
I got lost. No, I was behind. I got lost by myself. Oh. I looked around. There was no one there. Speaking of which, Tarte is going to Bora Bora as we speak.
Literally, I think they're there right now.
And we were not invited.
Oh
and
my God.
I am obviously, I wish I could be there. Don't get caught in a cyclone, girls. Don't get caught
Don't
in a cyclone.
Don't get caught in a cyclone.
Oh my God.
We really were. We really were.
No, I know. And everyone was like, that was amazing.
I remember we must have not been like we were just starting to be friends because I remember saying like, hey, do you want me to drive your thing and you said no. Did you feel bad?
I think so.
Because I would
remember.
I remember being
also,
like, do you want me to drive?
Tiffany? Tiffany was my plus one.
I know.
She was no, I think she went with like Maddie Bragg or something.
Oh.
No. She went with.
I don't think she went.
No, she was there. She was with somebody
oh,
else.
Maybe she wanted her own.
No, maybe also like, because she's so small. I think she went with like another small person. Maybe like me plus her would have been too heavy for like one or something like that.
I don't know.
Maybe the weight limit. Maybe I exceeded the weight.
No, Remy.
I could.
I refuse to believe that.
I mean, it's a possibility and that is okay.
And that's
on safety.
That is on safety. I love you. You're so funny. just say that. I just pictured when you said that is on safety. I just pictured you with your life vest on and your one eye shut because your contact's out. What's your vision again?
-3.5.
Like that's a whole. That's so bad.
I can't see much, honestly. And Cal's -6.
He
our
is
kids
not
are going to
negative
be
-6.
Yeah, kids are. Our kids can't are not gonna be able to see, but they're gonna be so cute, like Meghan Trainor's
with
kid
the
with the little
glasses. Ollie and I think are. I think I'm like. -1.75. Like not, it's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Like I don't have my contacts in. I'm just nearsighted.
I started at that. And then just like as the years went on, it just gets worse and worse.
I swear editing messed up my vision.
I believe
messed
that.
It up. Like I can see, I just can't read things far
Would
away.
You like realistically, let's say 10 years from now, still kicking it. You're still single. Would you procreate with Ollie?
Oh, I mean, I've joked about it with him.
I know, but like, would you?
I don't think he realizes I'm actually being serious.
You're being serious?
Yeah. Like, doesn't he want to have a biological kid? Like, I volunteer.
I'll get the turkey baster.
No, literally, he was like, that's the only way it's happening. I'm like,
I know that.
I didn't expect any other way. Trust me. I know.
Not him clarifying. Well, I was gone. And while you were gone, Ollie has been in his party era.
Yes.
And he went to a party the other night. And then he texted me that he said he was with a group of people, one of which was like he didn't realize who he was. Like he's very famous,
oh, wait,
but
I didn't hear the story.
Kind of more obscure famous. He's in a group that Cal loves so much, but Ollie didn't recognize who he was because he's like a little bit more like low key.
Yeah.
Ollie didn't realize it till the next day. And so Ollie texted me and was like, oh my God, I was with this guy who is in this group. I won't say the name. And Cal would have like absolutely shit himself. And so Ollie was like, I'll bring Cal next time. Like I'll totally bring Cal.
They go.
I told Cal and he was like, Remy, I can't go. He's like, I'm going to be so weird. He's like, I'm going to be such a fangirl.
No,
I'm
going to
embarrass. He will. I agreed with him. He'd be really weird.
I love you, hon, but yeah.
No, he'd be really. And when he gets drunk, he'd just be like super.
No.
No, we know it. Love him to death. Love him like a sister. It's just like a little. It would just be like a little much. He wouldn't be able to keep his cool for sure.
Wait, I want
to know. He'd be like
is.
On the Spider-Man carpet again. When he's
you know,
just
but,
jazzed.
But he looked so chill because he was so stone faced.
This wasn't chill. Oh my God, it's Zendaya.
Oh, wait, I don't remember that.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, play it cool. Play it cool.
Honestly, you're probably like, thank God Alicia didn't see that.
No. Yeah, I feel like maybe had you seen that, you would have been like,
No, done. No, no. Yeah, you know what? God works in mysterious ways. I probably needed to tie my shoe. Did I have laces? No. I was like,
you probably dropped your phone. You're like, oh, and he's like, Zendaya, yeah. Zendaya.
I'm dead.
Well, on that note, I believe our friends are here.
I know. I was like, I think they should be here any second. We wanted to do a little intro because we haven't really done like intros for guests before. But no, a lot of people say they like, because I'm like, I haven't seen you as long. I want to catch up. Also, this can just be a long episode because yeah. We love you guys.
I feel like we're going to really get into it with them. So on that note, we'll come back with our friends.
We talk have to you them, soon. I swear.
We have them. Love you. Okay, talk to you soon. Bye.
Hinge is a dating app designed to be deleted. As you guys know, I met my wonderful, sweet, beautiful fiance, Cal, on Hinge. And the prompts were a huge part of our connection process. I truly, when I was in my dating app days, Hinge was always my favorite. I loved the prompts. I feel like you can just get to know somebody so well via the prompts. I mean, from them being funny, their sense of humor, to things that they actually like. As you guys know, Cal and I connected on like food and animals and music all within one prompt. So it was like so easy to just get to know each other and know that we were a decent match right off the bat. And then once we went on our first date, we knew that we were a perfect match. Obviously, I've been out of the dating game for almost 5 years now, so things are changing and I am not aware. And Alicia was just telling me that Hinge now has a way to include friends, which, as you guys know, my motto is happy to be here and I just always want to be included. So I am so excited because Alicia was telling me now that Hinge makes the profile creation process less daunting by making it easy to get your friends involved. So I would have loved to have had Alicia on my profile back then, but no worries. Now with the voice prompt, my best friend's take on why you should date me, I can now go onto Alicia's profile and record a little voice memo, just like you're listening to me right now, and tell them why I love Alicia so much. And you know, she can lean on me to hype her up to potential matches. You know what? Let's do a little practice round right now. I'm going to pretend like I'm on Alicia's Hinge. Hey guys, this is Remy. I am Alicia's best friend, and I'm here to tell you what I think her green flags are. I think Alicia is a good time. She's so much fun. She's going to make you laugh. You're going to have to chase her a little bit. You know, I'm so sorry to say that, but you are. You're going to have to chase her. You're going to have to impress her. She is very hard to impress. But once you get her approval, she is truly one of the best people in the entire world. She's so loving. She's so sweet. She's so smart, so charismatic. And you would be lucky to get a date with her. End scene. What do we think? Okay. So if you also have a best friend that you want to spice up your profile a little bit, download Hinge and try voice prompts today. Then find someone worth deleting the app for. Okay. This next sponsor is such an easy one for me because I love Rakuten so much. I've told you guys before, but my aunt and my mom are like, they've been Rakuten users for so long. And in our family group chat, they would constantly be like, oh my God, you should go shop on Sephora right now because they're doing like this much cash back. And then you guys should go on Macy's right now. They are doing this much cash back. Like they love, love, love keeping up with everything that Rakuten has to offer. So just generationally now, I have become a Rakuten user. And let me tell you guys, it comes in clutch every single time. I recently actually was making a Sephora order because I wanted to restock on my favorite Hourglass concealer, as well as I needed a new foundation shade because I am just getting paler as the days are going on. And Rakuten came in clutch. It's such a rewarding way to shop and save money because members earn cash back on everything that they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores across every category: beauty, clothing, electronics, home, department stores, pets. Seriously, guys, they partner with such amazing stores like Macy's, Ulta, Adidas, Petco, eBay, Zappos, Expedia, Best Buy, pretty much anything you can imagine, it's on Rakuten. And when I tell you guys, it's so easy. If you are an online shopper like myself or like Alicia Maria's, it just makes your life so much better. Basically, you go on as if you're already going to online shop, but you go to Rakuten and you can see all of the stores listed there that they are partnered with. You click the store from there and then you shop like you normally would. And you literally just get cash back for buying things that you were already going to buy. It's a no-brainer. I also kind of don't understand how it works because it is too good to be true. But overall, if you guys have any online shopping to do, then you absolutely need to go to Rakuten because it will change your life, truly. So start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app to start saving today. Your cash back really adds up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited to be here right now. So excited. So.
I was like, where is she going with this? Where is she going with this?
Take your time.
You guys, Brittany and Drew are here. We're so excited. We were just saying you guys are us in another like multiverse.
That's true.
It's so true.
We're variants of each other.
I think, oh my, that's actually really true.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Literally.
Oh, and it makes sense that we're on opposite sides of the couch as well.
Oh my God, yeah.
One tall, one short.
One tall, one short.
Yes.
There you go.
I think now is the time to bring up that something should be said about when the four of us are together. It's very scary and frightening. Kind of evil.
The power's too great.
Yes.
Like, first time, coincidence. Second time, what?
Ha,
wait a minute.
Yeah. Funny.
Two jobs can't get food again. Yeah.
I think we should all hold hands and have a seance currently.
Oh, we
Who
should.
Else do we want to say loves us?
On some witchy shit.
We've done this podcast for 6 years.
Crazy.
And only last week did we finally give Justin Timberlake the read that he deserved. Finally. We held it in for 6 years. We ripped him to shreds.
Okay, period.
And we were like... He's never coming on the podcast. Yeah. Like,
don't even think about it, Justin. You're not invited.
That's what we said.
Absolutely.
We said. We
rescinded.
We talked about J-Lo and how she needs to be stopped. And then we talked about Justin Timberlake and how he also needs to be stopped.
Yes.
And he just walks around with his head hanging high and he shouldn't. The next day, we got invited to a Justin Timberlake event.
The next day.
We're not going. We're not going.
Politely wouldn't it be funny if you did, though?
No.
You spent all that time talking
we
shit.
Went.
That being said, I will be going, but that's unrelated.
Wait, that's like the label reached out?
It was like secret concert. Like it's not like it was the next day.
Damn.
And our team is like, oh my God, yes, obviously, right? Like we can reply for you. We go,
Well, when's that episode going live? Maybe after.
No, literally, yeah, it went up on Wednesday and we were screaming. We were like, we have power. We don't know what this is.
What if he saw it and he was like, I'm going to prove them wrong. Come down to my
Watch me dance.
Come see your merch.
See a couple moves.
Like
you're in the beehive pit for Justin Timberlake, like on stage.
Club Renaissance.
Club Timberlake. Well, we're here to discuss.
Debrief.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on for this emergency episode also.
Oh my gosh,
I know you guys are so busy, so
anything
thank you so much.
Y'all.
The world shook when I had to post a screenshot. I was so annoying, but I had to share. I was so excited that you guys are coming on. And we're going to debrief. I mean, yeah, you guys were there for the Lana thing, which everybody already knows, and we literally never shut up about, so we don't even need to get into that.
You literally just said, like, I don't know who else, like, I blacked out, honestly, forgot that even happened. We were all together.
Yeah,
all
literally. Together, in the same box.
Yes. Roll the clip.
Yes. What are well, you know, you were in the box next to us. But
yes,
like the box
but we just stand next to each other.
But it's all like one. It's all one. It's just separated by those little seats.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
What are the odds, though? My favorite thing is with the Beyonce stuff, the comments that are like, why is Britney there again?
Couldn't tell you.
I'm not sure. Yeah. I also had that question.
Not with the Beyonce stuff? Or you said Lana stuff.
The Beyonce stuff, they're like, wait, Britney was there for the Lana. And now she's
they're
here, like,
it together,
here again.
Together.
It was so funny.
Because they were, I mean, we weren't in the launch thing. So it was so last minute because they're ambassadors and we were pulled last minute. And I don't know where the fuck you came from.
Me either.
They pulled you and like put you in the same room as us because someone grabbed you.
We have to start the beginning of everything. Okay. So all to say, you were there for Lana. Thank you for coming on for the emergency episode. Let's get into the thick of the Beyonce of it all.
Okay, period.
How is everybody feeling a week out after Beyonce gate happened?
Oh man. I don't know. I feel like what do I do now? Like the next day I was like, well, I'm supposed to look at emails.
No, literally.
Supposed to have meetings.
It literally was like, how am I supposed to log on to zoom.com and be like, morning guys, it's cold in New York. I know, right? Like, oh my God. Like the light in the sky shone a little brighter the next day.
For real.
I would argue.
I felt like the day after it happened, I felt like it didn't really happen.
Yeah.
Because we had no footage of it.
Yes,
y'all
I
know.
Thought the same thing.
Yeah. We had to put our phones away. But and then like when we got the picture, that's when I was like, okay, well, can't look at that. I'll turn to stone.
Yep.
Can't look at that. Can't look too long at that.
Yep.
Mm-mm. How do you feel?
I genuinely felt the same way. I was like, I don't want to think about it too much because I don't want it to feel like it wasn't real, but also it already feels like it wasn't real because there isn't like footage or videos or anything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, totally.
It was such a sort of blackout thing too, because I feel like you had your conversation with Blue immediately. You were kind of whisked away.
Yeah.
We sat talking to B. B, of course.
B.
B, B of B. course.
B. Beyonce.
Beyonce. On best Beyonce. Friend levels. B, my friend. My
I'm
friend.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. My friend. Yeah. My really
you
good friend.
You probably know her.
Sorry. And I think that like it all just kind of happened so fast. We didn't even kind of clock into what was happening until it was already happening.
Yeah,
and then you appeared out of thin air.
No, I blacked out so much. I'm excited to hear your point of view versus the brief remnants I remember, because I'm like, if I ever see that raw footage, I know I was so awkward.
Oh my God,
I wouldn't shut up, which is rare for me. Like, I'm shy, you know? I wouldn't shut the fuck up. And I was like, Alicia, like, I just kept talking. I kept talking. No, literally. I'm scared to see it.
We were invited to a very secret event. Mm-hmm. We got this very secretive invite that just said Beyonce Sacred, which she dropped a hairline. Go shop it online, please. Mm-hmm. And it said, I think it's a downtown and wear white. No exceptions.
Yeah.
That was it. That's essentially.
Don't be fucking late.
And then
doors close at this time.
Yes. But they didn't say like where it was until a couple hours before the event. Mm-hmm. We knew we were going to wear white and that's all we knew.
Yeah.
So Alicia and I head on over. We walk in. You guys are there. We're blown away. We thought also like the event space was only like the bottom floor. And we're like, so intimate.
We watched and we're like, oh my God, Rem, this is so intimate. We're like, oh, this is awesome. And then there's like the little hair salon area.
Yep.
We did get there late and there were like 12 people. And we're like, oh my God. Like,
we're like, it's so intimate. And they're like, well, you can head upstairs. And then we see the whole rest of
them. Yeah.
And then
everyone's been here for an hour.
Yeah. And then you guys, everybody was there. And we walk up, we see you guys, we see Bretman. There's so many amazing people there. And then we were kind of just like chit-chatting for a while.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Beyonce's there in front of us, 2 feet away from
us. That was it. We turned around because Drew and I showed up 6 hours early. Because we were like, we are not.
Mind you, the only thing I've ever been early to, like literally ever. We were 40 minutes early. My team was like, liar. I swear to God, I was 40 minutes early. Yep.
Mm-hmm. We were setting up chairs.
Yes.
Gave me a tray.
Here, let me help you set up.
Hanging streamers on the wall. And we were there just kind of chatting. We were honestly spilling. Like, people kept coming up and being like, oh my God, so good to. Or like, Gigi Gorgeous came up. Not Gigi Gorgeous.
Gigi Good.
Gigi Hadid. Yeah. Gigi Good.
My good friend Gigi Hadid.
My good friend Gigi Hadid. Gigi Good showed up and we started talking and it was just kind of like, and then everyone would wander away and then we would be like, okay, we need to get back to.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because we were in the middle of like shit talking something and then Beyonce's just right behind us and I was like, fuck, okay, we'll give me a second.
Yeah, no, you grabbed my arm and you were like, is she behind me? And I was honestly, my vision's shit, I'm assuming. Because like, everyone's blocking me. I saw her head and I was like, yeah, she's there, dude.
Could you just feel like the aura shift? Like the ambiance?
Yeah, the energy shifted towards one area.
Also, she must have come out in that area because I swear on my life, the room did not know she was there.
No, not
like,
at all. Yeah.
No one knew she was there yet. And I was like, how did she happen to get right by our table where we were like all hanging out?
Yeah.
And then I was like, why is like no one freaking out? Because like, and then it felt like, can we say something? Do we go up? Do we not? Like it was, she was with her publicist.
Yeah.
Her publicist was like introducing her to certain people. And then I think I was talking to Bretman or maybe it was one of you guys. I remember because you went to the film premiere, right?
Yeah. Well, no, not the premiere. I couldn't. I was out of town. But we went to the birthday show together.
She wasn't invited to the show.
I was not invited to the show. I had bought a ticket, Alicia.
She was over the barricade and we had to like say hi from afar.
Remember? We were in the box. We were like, hi.
Y'all were in the box. I was being escorted out of the venue. We are not the same.
It's okay. I was a plus one. I wasn't invited either. So that's why we're sitting over here.
Exactly. This is the plus one.
Yeah, this is the plus one.
It's totally fine.
Oh my God.
But you two were invited, yes.
Backstory. Mm-hmm. When we went to the concert, they didn't even have the name of the brand yet. It was just like hashtag Beyonce's hair brand. So I feel like a lot of people were like, wait, what? Like, what's going on? And obviously we couldn't share too much about that then.
Did you post about it? Like,
we had to put hashtag Beyonce's hair brand. We didn't even know the name though. They had like a fake name for what it was going to be, like just internally. Okay. And then for the film premiere, they did the same thing with the invite where they didn't give us the real address till like an hour before. Like you're dressed up ready to call your Uber and you're like, where am I going?
Yeah.
So I was like, she's going to be at this event. Like she's going to be like, they did the same thing. It's like,
that's
so secretive.
How I felt too when I got the sacred invite.
I was like, she's going to be here.
I had a feeling.
I was like, I was expecting not, because I didn't want to get my hopes up. Also, shit my pants.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
In a white dress.
In a white dress, skin mark up the back. I was like, I don't know if I can mentally prepare. And we were talking in the car of like, is she, do you think, I don't know, is this just like a PR launch? I don't know if.
They were just so secretive. I felt like it, she had to be there. Even if she, we just saw her from afar. Yep. That's what I was counting on.
Yeah.
I was like, if we see her from afar, that's cool. Good enough for me.
Totally fine.
It's probably for everyone's best interest. I don't go near her.
So while y'all are talking shit or something, she just happens to be right behind our group and our table.
Yep.
And her publicist is like introducing her to different people. And you can, it felt like a god walked in. Like like a queen. Like genuinely, the energy was so different.
And she just like floats on a cloud in my head.
Literally.
You know what I mean?
It's very scary.
She's much so more scary. Shy than I would think too. And so reserved. Like when you watch her on stage, obviously. And the only time I saw her was like from literally 2 feet away. But she's like so, I don't know, just like kept to herself, was like so gracious, but also just like had so much different energy than I would have expected from who you see on stage.
Yeah,
it was crazy. Totally.
I think it's so special too because, well, so she walked out and then I think they kind of ushered her back and then they kind of hushed everything down. And then that's when they were like, everybody put your phones away. We're going to do speeches or whatever. And then Beyonce, Miss Tina, of course, and then Miss Blue Ivy Carter all came out, and that's when they gave the announcement of like explaining what the brand is and how much it means. And I think that that is so important to her kind of cadence as well of like telling the story of Beyonce and her sister growing up in her mother's salon singing. That's how, that was her first introduction to like singing to a crowd, you know? And especially as a Black woman, how important hair care is. I think that that whole, it was a solemn sort of like just graciousness and gratitude that was all over the whole event. And I was like, it's crazy too, because you are expecting like this big personality, but it's not. She's very...
You can tell how gracious and grateful she was for every single individual person being there. You could feel that from her, which is just crazy.
Which, side note, we have to shout out the actual event. Like, the event itself was amazing. I know so many people worked so hard on that. Like, even down to the table with all of the products displayed and the life-size thing. Like, it was honestly, like, you can tell they fucking worked. Like, and it was such, it was so good.
Even the hair show was like,
so beautifully done.
It was so fucking fun.
We were talking to one of the girls that works for, I think she said she does marketing for the brand, or she like, so, sometimes she'll go to the office, or there is an office for the brand. And I was like, does Beyonce go in? Because so many celebrities just like slap their name on a line or a company or whatever. And they're like, yeah, she'll go into the offices and like,
work. Can't do that.
She goes, nope. Nope. What did she say?
Can't do that. I'd be terrorizing the Slack.
She was like,
be in that Slack channel being real annoying. I'm like, she's here. I know she's here. Someone tell me where.
Oh my God. She literally goes, she says something like, oh yeah, when boss comes in, we're like, wait, what? She's like, yeah, we call her boss. And I was like, that's iconic. Like, that's iconic. They're like, yeah, the boss is coming in today.
That's not allowed. I can't actually think about that. I'll freak
me
out.
Either. I hate that that gives me butterflies.
You think people say the same about Kylie Cosmetics?
Anyway, so then
we're not getting that.
We're not getting invited to Kylie Cosmetics headquarters.
Okay,
we're up there with Justin Timberlake. Anyways, so yes, the hair show has gone on. It's stunning, and then it kind of like the event hushes down a bit, and then everyone kind of starts to dwindle. They're kind of like leave.
Yeah. We're like, do you think she's still here? And part of us were like, no, we don't think she is. But then I saw Tina and I was like, okay, she's still here. Her mom's still here. She's still here. And then I met up with some other friends. I'm like, what's the tea? What's going on? Because they were on the whole other side of the room. And they said, we think she's back there because they keep bringing only like certain people past this black velvet curtain. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, that makes so much more sense than them just letting Beyonce like fiend for herself to like this room of people. You know what I mean?
Oh, never.
So they, I was like, that makes...
I wouldn't be surprised if they had snipers on top of that building.
Absolutely.
They said, get too close. I dare you. There's like that red dots just like floating. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be surprised.
Try it. See what happens.
Go ahead. You can do whatever you want. If you want, go ahead. So they had the black curtain.
So at your POV, what happens? Because you guys were there before me.
After the hair show. Well, I mean, when we first got there, we were just kind of mingling, hanging out, setting up chairs, as we said. And then after we met up with y'all and then the hair show and everything happened, when we were kind of like, well, I guess that's it.
Well,
like,
we split off with y'all at some point. Where did y'all go?
Yeah, she said they went to their friends. You went to go talk to your other friends.
We kind of were mingling.
Tea.
Yeah,
because it was just me and Drew.
But I also lost Rim for a long time.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. From my point of view, and I'm not a chosen one of the group, but I'm like so happy for all. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. But how does it feel to be a chosen one, like by Beyonce? Like truly, like you guys were chosen.
If I think about it too much, I will freak out.
Okay. Yeah.
And you know what was so clear? I'm getting ahead of myself.
I know.
Before, when we were about to leave, because you and I were like, well, that's as good as it's ever going to get. I'm cool with that. Yep. Like we took pictures of ourselves in front of her from far away.
Yep.
And also, fun fact, my sister goes, was it hot in there? And I go, you're asking why I was sweaty. Okay. thanks for that. Clock that tea. Thanks very much. Appreciate that.
I was sweating too.
It was not. I can't stress this enough. It wasn't hot in there.
I was so cold. I was
sweating. I kept telling people, I was like, I'm sweating.
It was very well ventilated in there.
Why do you look so fucking bad?
Well, you look like shit. So I just kind of assumed. I was like, I immediately started sweating.
Yes.
Like my pits were fucking soaked.
Yep.
And this is a fun fact. I had a spray tan, a fresh spray tan.
And white.
All over the inside of that breast. Oh, it looks like what do you call it? Chalk outline. On the inside of my fucking dress. Anyways.
Reverse chalk outline.
On the inside of my dress.
Yep. Oh, all right.
Well,
God.
And I was like, well, it is what it is. So we were kind of like, okay, well, maybe we should just kind of bounce. So we started walking out. And as we're like walking, we're saying bye to everyone. We're like, oh, okay, see you guys. And we're like, as we're making our way out, one of the girls from the brand, she came up to us and like, I talked to her a whole bunch at the birthday show. I'm sure you did too, Asia.
Yeah.
We both love her. We love you, Asia.
We love.
And so I'd been talking to her all night. And then she came up, she stopped me and she goes, hey, you two come with me. Like, and then as soon as she said that, I was like, walk in, bitch.
She said,
whatever happens, it's going to happen now.
And I did think. Uber now.
Yep, we were getting kicked out. Yeah, that's what I thought.
And as we were walking, she goes, where are we going? And I go, I don't know. And she was like, I can't do that, dude. I was like, just right here. You know what I mean?
You knew like right in that moment when she said follow.
Yeah. I had a feeling, but I was like, there's no way. Because then I thought maybe they wanted us to film content or something like that. But then when
that would have been such a letdown.
Oh my God.
No,
I would have done it.
Can you put, I'd samurai sacrifice myself.
No,
that bitch.
They right want us to renegade with Blue Ivy. I was like, I can do that.
Oh yeah, I could do that. I could easily do that.
I would have done that too.
We go. As we're walking, this is what confirmed it to me, was because as we were walking up to the security, like where that black velvet curtain was, Gabrielle Union was with us.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Friend, she's so small, by the way. She's so short. Everybody's small in this industry. Shit.
I know.
I'm Yao Ming in every room. It's so fucking annoying. I am not kidding. I look like Andre the fucking Giant in every room. That is not a
heels on. How tall are you?
I'm 6 feet tall.
Are you really?
Yeah, but everyone in this industry is 4'11".
No, literally
so small. That's why, Rennie, I was like, I'm glad you're at least kind of tall. Shit. Everyone I stand next to, I look like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Ugh, you're holding them bridal style in pictures at your meet and greets.
Like on my hip like a baby. Shit. So I go up to the security room. Gabrielle Union's in front of us. And she's like, yeah, these four are going back there.
Oh.
And then that's where I was kind of like.
Yeah, back where?
I'm like.
Then we're in line. They bring us into a line.
Yeah.
And big scary security guard is right there.
Yeah.
Taraji P. Henson walks out.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
And she was like, woo.
When she walked out.
She's like, let's get a drink. She walked out. That's literally what she said.
I don't know what they're doing back there, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah. I was like,
whatever it is, we're next. So we're in line and they keep like people are cutting in front of us, but then people are coming out of the room and there's like employees running around, whatever. Me and Drew, I don't remember a single thing we talked about.
Me either. So funny because we were rambling.
Yep.
And then it was
to each other or to Beyonce?
To each other.
Okay. We haven't gotten to Beyonce
this
yet.
We're just talking. And I remember like halfway through us talking about God knows what, because I can't remember. I was like, I'm making conversation about literally anything, because if I think about what's behind that door, I'm going to freak out. I'm going to have a fucking panic attack. And then they're never going to let me meet her.
Nope.
They're going to cart me away.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
The red dot.
I'm next.
And just a trickle of urine down the leg. Shit.
We were just trying to, make conversation to like stay calm.
Yes.
And I was like, my fucking hands are shaking. And you're like, me too, me too, me too.
And then I took that picture of us because I was like, I don't know what's coming next. And I want to memorialize this moment. And it's so blurry and shaking.
It looks like there's a filter on it.
Yeah, literally. And then they're like, okay, come on. And it's so secretive. Like the way that they did it. We're walking in and then you're there.
Okay. Yeah. I have to interject.
Inter-Alicia.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I'm I'm in this room. It's like empty, right? I'm like, what? Did everyone leave? Like, where's everyone? I ask my friends. They go, oh, we're pretty sure she's back there because they're only letting certain people there. Mm-hmm. I see Remy way across the room.
Oh, because I was finding a chair to sit because my feet were hurting.
Yes! You were like, them heels I'm going to go sit.
Yeah, yeah. I love sit. There's one single chair. You guys could have done a better job. You yeah. really didn't think.
You're right.
You didn't think about
me.
Noted
on me. I take noted that. That thank was
you.
My job.
Thank so. You. Mm-hmm. I found one chair and I was sitting alone on this chair. And then I was like, oh, I should probably get up. So I got up and I walked over and then I was all alone. People were gone.
I saw couldn't you find looking you. For me and I
couldn't
was like-
find you guys. I was like circling around and then I went back to the chair and then I look at my phone and you just texted me. They pulled me to meet her. I'm scared. Oh That's my all
God.
You sent me.
Nope. Oh my God. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, like they're bringing people back there. That makes so much more sense. It's not going to be me. I'm so happy with the interaction I had earlier because I swear she looked at me. And if anyone tells me otherwise, they're wrong.
Don't.
Don't. No. So I was like, I'm so happy with like that interaction earlier. And then Asia, the girl at the brand, is walking around. I see her. She looks like she's on a mission. Across the room, she looks at me and just points and tells me to come.
The power
and
in that finger.
I literally.
She starts pushing people.
So I get put in a group with some girls that I don't really know that well. And I'm like, you know what? Where's Remy? I need Remy. And then I could tell they were like, yeah, we're being really like selective with who's going back. And I go, Remy?
Me on my chair.
No, literally.
Remy's like, she's chilling.
No, literally. I was proud to be sitting. I was so happy to be sitting.
I literally tried. I was like, where's Remy? Like hoping like someone would be like, oh, we got to get Remy. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing this by myself. I'm freaking out. Oh my God. Then I'm at the back of the line, right? Because there's I don't know how long you guys were waiting there.
Probably like 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 okay. 15 minutes.
Could have been 2 years, to be honest.
Yeah. You're like, asking the wrong out. People. Yeah.
Can I interject? Sure. What did it look like behind the curtains?
So I'm in a group of four people. We go, there's that security guard and yeah. we all have our phones out. Someone has like a light out. Everyone's like, I can't wait to get content, get pics. He goes, they're not going to let the phones in there. And everyone's like, what? What? Like all these influencers freaking out like, oh my God, what?
That's
oh,
so no. funny. We had such a different experience. We're just fucking standing there.
That they secured, didn't tell us at any
like
point.
Nothing. They didn't tell us anything about meeting her or nothing.
You have no idea.
They put
no.
us in a line, girl. And they oh were like, stand here.
Like a ride.
Measuring our height.
For real. We were just fucking standing there.
So then once we walk in past the security guard, it's a long, long hallway with that they have the curtain all the way down. And then I'm in the back of a line that's leading into this room with a door closed.
Oh,
so I'm like, oh okay. my God, she's in this room and we're all waiting to go in there. This is insane. Mm-hmm. Around this time, I see Asia again, the girl who works at the brand. And she's like halfway down the hallway and she's like motioning to come here. And I'm like, guys, I literally feel like I was in middle school dodgeball. Like, I'm like, there's no way I'm getting picked first. Oh, that's me. So, and Bretman's behind me because he was in the group behind me. So I'm like, Bretman, obviously. It's Bretman. And then she's just like pointing, saying something. I was like, come here. I'm like, me? I was like,
yeah.
Me? She's like, Alicia, come here. I go, oh my God. I probably looked like a deer in the headlights because I was like, she goes, you're not in trouble. Don't worry. And she's like leading me to the
she
front.
She tells you, you're not in trouble. Calm down, girl.
I was like, what's going on? She literally whispers in my ear as I'm walking down to the front of the line, Blue wants to meet you.
Girl. Can't
and around
do
that
it.
Time, I just like I'm I sweated more. I was like, oh my God. Like I don't know what to do. I was just fucking
not real.
No, it's not real. Way, it's not real. Way. I was like, and I'm stuttering. I was like, blah, blah, blah. What?
I'm glad you got brought up to us though.
I'm so glad.
Because once you got
so
brought up to
glad.
Us, we were like, oh yeah, no, okay, thank God. Yeah. There's a person that we know.
Yeah. I literally was so like to this. I'm so grateful I was in your guys' group. Like same. I'm oh so God. Grateful. I was same. Like, people I like. Not yeah. that I didn't like the other ones, but I was just like, I didn't know them. And
people
it's like I such
know. And it's like such yeah, a scary experience. Yeah. You like wanna be with people that you know.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I blacked out. I don't horrifying. Even know what I said to you guys.
We were just like, honestly, I felt like we were just silently like I was afraid that if I spoke, like they would be like, get her the fuck out of here. You know, I would piss somebody off.
She get here?
Like they got the wrong Drew.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. I hate you. Get out of here. I felt like we were in a silent movie.
Just mimes.
Oh my. For okay. Real. So then they open the door.
Yeah. We walk up. She's like, okay, you guys can come. And it was just the three of us at first.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was just the three of us. And then we were just kind of standing in a line. And then she was like, the security guy was like, you should probably take one more so we can have like smaller groups, I think. So they're not like, yeah, faster. So that's not too big of a group. To be quite honest with you, I was trying to stay alive at that moment. So I was like,
I felt
like my vision was closing in on itself. So I was like, I need to focus on me right now. Otherwise, I'm going to drop dead.
You're doing 5 things I can see, 4 things I can touch.
I'm like grounding techniques.
Like, breathe in for 7, hold for 8. Exhale.
I'm like, does anyone have an ice pack I can put on my chest? Just for a second. Just like frozen peas or something. No, that's okay. That's totally fine.
Okay, you guys know here at Pretty Basic, we love Truly Hard Seltzer. When I tell you guys, it is my absolute favorite seltzer to ever exist. It's so delicious. They have so many variations. And you guys know I'm constantly hosting little parties or kickbacks or just like little girls' nights here at the house. And I love a Truly Hard Seltzer for the occasion. I literally just got home from a bachelorette trip, which was so much fun. And I needed to come in and restock the fridge and get everything nice and clean and just organized for all of the, you know, days to come. So I just restocked my fridge with all my favorite drinks, and Truly Hard Seltzer was in the mix, of course. Seriously, guys, you know that I am a seltzer girl through and through. I just love like a fruity drink, and they are just so light and crisp and delicious. There are so many flavor options. I love the Truly Lemonades. I love the original Trulies. I love the Truly Iced Teas. Like, they are all so delicious. And Truly, I am just a Truly fan through and through. So that's why I'm so excited that Truly is shaking things up with their new party pack. Truly believes that life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. That's why Truly has something for everyone and more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mix packs, berry, and the new party pack. You guys know I love a little flavored mix pack. I love to throw it in my purse and take it on the go, whether I am, you know, going to the club, going to a friend's house, whatever my night, wherever my night might take me. I do love a little flavor mix pack. They're delicious. They're easy to drink. And to find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer, keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
God.
We walk in to the room, finally.
In like a single file.
Single file, yeah. Line. I lock eyes with Blue Ivy, turn away. Can't do it. I'm over to the wall. You're talking to Blue immediately.
Yep.
Drew starts talking to B, and then...
Oh,
we
my God.
Turn around. I turn around, and I mean,
her back was turned.
That is so you.
Can't do it. Why is the instinct to run away? I can't fly or flight.
Yeah. Wait, so you open that door. In,
thank you.
You just go, you beeline
so
straight.
They open the door. So I remember Asia being like, I'm going to introduce you each one by one.
Oh my God.
I'm like, do you remember this? Probably not.
Nope. Do not.
So she opens
you're right.
The door.
She did say that. I'm like, it's coming back to me in pieces. Yeah.
She opens the door. Literally, it's this massive room with like 4, 5, 6 videographer and photographers on the right side. There's a massive couch, honestly, about this big.
Damn.
Across with her whole team, her mom, and Blue.
Yeah.
And then she's just standing in the middle, like staring and like smiling.
Like an angel,
and then,
like waiting for
like
us.
Like an angel. Yeah. And I'm so awkward already. I go, like, I was like
yeah, because Alicia was first.
I was first. So she all I first. See, she would just make eye contact, and Asia's like, hi, like, this
That's
is Alicia.
Insane.
So like, I shake her hand. I'm like, so nice to meet you. And then I kind of like go in to make room for the other girls, because we're obviously like, they just told us like, we're putting you in random groups. Like, it wasn't, which again, so thankful.
Yeah.
So thankful.
Right.
And then I see Blue in the corner of my eye, like, stand up. And I
freak,
I did the same thing.
Wait, can I say, too, with away. Blue, I remember when we walked in, when I remember when Blue saw you, because she stood up. She was sitting on the couch.
Oh.
And then she stood up, and she was standing there, and she was kind of looked like she was, like, nervous. Like,
oh
she's waiting
God.
To meet
you.
No. I remember that very, very distinctly.
The one thing.
I remember seeing her standing there, and I was so nervous. I just kind of, like, I was, like, turned the opposite way, and I was like, what do I do? What do I do? So then I was like, Alicia, you're literally 30 fucking years old.
You can talk to an 11-year-old.
You have the skills.
She's not going to hurt you, girl.
So you walk to her, she walks to you, or you guys meet in the middle.
They met in the middle.
Kind of. I kind of like funneled, and then she came up, so I was like, just turn. So then I turned to her, and she looked so cute and so like timid
Sweet,
and shy
yeah.
and was just like, hi, I just want to say, like, I really love your videos. Like, I think they're really funny. And
what if I killed myself in front of you and your mom? How about
Sniper,
that?
Right here.
You, your mom, and your grandma, generational. How about that?
I'm about to change all of y'all's lives.
Alter the trajectory of everyone in this room. Let's all go together.
The first fucking thing out of my mouth is like, oh my God, thanks so much. I'm losing subscribers every day.
She goes,
oh.
She's like, oh, wait.
You just lost one more.
Literally.
Well,
I can't shut the fuck up. I go into, oh my God, well, like, thank you so much. Like, but you inspired me when I saw the film and da 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 da, and the way that you handled all this hate. Like, oh my God, like, don't listen to the fucking haters. And then I was like, I said, fuck.
I said, fuck, said, fuck to 11 year old.
Fuck, shit, damn. Goddamn, bitch. Shit.
Can I start over?
No. God. Literally. Then I go, I'm like, I need to listen to my own advice, but like, you're so, so, so talented.
Girl, I honestly can't handle hate at all.
Personally.
I can't no hate.
Yeah, it's too crazy. Girl, yeah. I actually can't relate to that. Yeah. People love me on the internet.
Oh my God.
Crazy and for you though.
Crazy for you. Yeah. I say probably 5 or 6 times, I just can't imagine all the pressure on your shoulders. I just can't imagine all the pressure. She's like, yeah,
thanks for reminding
like it's a
me.
Lot. Like she agreed that there's a lot of pressure on her shoulders.
Baby.
And I was just like, we need to protect her at all costs, like all costs. Again, I just can't imagine the pressure. And then she's probably like, bitch, shut up. I get it. I have pressure on my shoulders.
Thank you for reminding me.
Thank you for reminding me. And then I'm like, you're so talented. Seriously, just have like good friends around you and like good people supporting you. Like seriously, blah, 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 whatever. And then I see like this figure to the right of me and I turn, Beyonce's just watching me talk to her fucking daughter.
Oh, dude.
She was watching you for a while.
But what if, I blacked out that part. I want to hear your side.
What if I told you, I love your back to school videos.
Bitch, I'd be like,
I'm such a big fan.
I will make a full on like movie for you of all of them, start to finish, extended bloopers, the raw footage. Yep. I got you.
Uncut. What do you need, girl? Here, you know what? Here's the password to my Dropbox. Go in there, get in there, go crazy, girl.
So while I'm talking, what do you say to her?
Well, she did the little like intro. She introduced herself to all of us. Brittany hugged her
immediately,
which
I couldn't
thought was
help
so
it.
Funny because she was going like this, and as soon as she went like this, she was like, oh, I, no.
Yep, couldn't help it. Sorry.
You get one chance and one
you
chance.
Get one chance, I had to do
so,
it.
So
she was really receptive to it.
I'm so glad.
She thought it was sweet.
Didn't even see her hand,
I could
by the
tell.
Way.
Yeah. She was like, for it. And then she met me. She was like, you look sensational. That's what she told me. And I was like,
that, in
thank
that
you so
moment,
much,
the spray
thank
tan
you.
Transferred to the dress.
Yeah, I was like, little do you know, there's a chalk outline in this dress.
Oh
bitch.
My God, I'm sad.
This dress just turned brown.
Yeah, it's actually reversible. Different color on the inside.
So we are there. So while you're talking to Blue.
Yeah, she went around us. Like,
yeah.
Talked to us for each for a little.
She introduced herself to each one of us. And again, this is so spotty because I feel like this happened 100 years ago. I'm
no,
trying to
no.
remember it. Like
I know when you guys said last week, I was like, that oh, was last week.
It's like war flashbacks.
It felt like an hour, but I know if we saw the footage, it's probably 2 minutes.
If maybe, that, maybe if that, 2 minutes. Yeah, if that.
She told me she loved my outfit too because I had on the cowboy
yeah.
get up and I don't know what the fuck I said. And then Drew goes, tell her you're from Houston.
Yeah.
Tell her you're from Texas.
You don't remember asking, you asked her a question. You don't remember asking her?
Girl, what did I say?
You asked, you said, are you so excited for this launch?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Come on, PR training.
Yeah, okay,
PR. Let's go.
Okay, marketing. Let's I know go. She was like, are you so excited for this launch? She was like, I'm so excited. The way her voice is so like velvety smooth.
Yes. Yeah.
She's like, I'm so excited. It's been a long time coming. We've been working on it for a while. And you were like,
retaining nothing.
Yeah. I don't even remember asking that.
She circled back. And then that's when I was like, tell her you're from Houston.
That's so sweet. Right.
Yeah, that's yeah. when I said that. And I was like, tell yes. her you're from Houston. Brittany's from Houston. And she was like,
mom.
Are you? She was mom, like, are you a Houston girl?
Oh, I hear it.
And then this is what Brittany, this is her knee jerk reaction to her going, are you a Houston girl? Brittany goes, 713.
And you know what? Period.
Imagine me being like 909.
Yeah. 951.
951.
I was like, that's crazy. I went up to Beyonce and said H-Town. What are you doing, dude? But I was
she
like,
laughed when you said 713.
And you made her laugh.
I showed her my, because I got a Beyonce, I got my 4 tattoo, and I showed her, she grabbed my arm. And she was like, that, I don't remember what she said.
She was like, no, you did not. And you right. were like, "You're of course I did. Of course I did.
You think I joke about this shit, bitch? I'm not fucking joking, bitch. And then, she was like, thank y'all so much for being here. Y'all talked a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, man. She was just like, are you guys having a good time? And I was like, oh my God, yeah. I was like, I literally said after when I was recapping it to my family, I was like, I felt like the dumbest bitch alive in that room. I felt like on SpongeBob when they're like, that's how I felt. Hold it, girl, that's her for me. When you said it made it like had the inverse, mine was also the inverse.
Oh
like,
my God.
I can't shut the fuck up always. In that room, I was like,
ice.
I felt so fucking like,
well, and again, the whole whole team. There's seven photographers.
Yeah, everyone's like, just watching you meet her, and it makes it even more. And I felt like the whole time, I felt like I was. This was an impression of me in there.
Oh my god! Yeah, no, Beyonce.
So funny. You're so funny, Beyonce. She's not saying anything funny. She's not saying anything funny. She's not making one joke. She's not saying. I'm like, like when I was in my early 20s, like trying to get free drinks. I'm like, yeah. I love finance. I love DJs personally.
Oh my god, back arching a little bit.
Yeah, I'm like tooching. Something took hold of my body, dude.
Thank
I was
God
like, really
someone
was
speaking though, like, because we got in the car after. I mean, I'm fast forwarding, but you were so upset that you talked so much.
I literally
it sounds
was like,
as though no one else was speaking.
So I literally I'm was like, I you did because so we fucking yeah. couldn't.
Well, we were shit. We were goo 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 goo. I don't know what the
I
fuck
told you
we said.
Yeah, the whole time.
You at the end, I was so shocked, and I think we talked about this in the car. I was like, Alicia was so eloquent.
Oh, yeah.
You said
you were
at the end when you had talked to Blue and we had got done peeing and whatever we were doing, and you turned to her and you were like, you must be so proud of her and everything she's done, and like for, you know, your mom to be here too, and this whole brand, like, just you must be so proud. And then Beyonce was like, I'm so proud of my daughter, she's my girl or something like that.
Oh my god, I'm like, I said a whole different story.
Girl, you were giving a commencement address.
Oh my god.
I was fucking standing there like
I know.
I felt, again, like the dumbest bitch alive. I was like,
I'm crying
the whole time. I was a fucking hype girl the whole time. I was just like, oh my god, I'm crying. As if I'm not also in there. Like,
well, do
the
you
fuck?
Remember when we took? So back to my POV. She's standing there, and I'm like, oh my god, like, and then I remember her being like, isn't she so grown or something about Blue? And I was just like, oh my god. Then someone's like, let's take a photo. I go, oh my god, everyone's waiting on me to fucking shut the fuck up so we can take a photo. So we get in line, we take a photo, she's literally next to me, and I was just like, and then it was so quiet. And I remember she made a comment like, oh, there's so many cameras. And then did I feel like you said this, but I heard it in my
head. Hope I didn't. Whatever you're about to say, hope I didn't. What?
It was like, are you used to this? Or like, oh my god, like, aren't you used to this or something like that? Or maybe I just thought it in my head really loud, or we talked about it afterwards.
She's like, so many cameras.
I know, I was like, isn't this your like everyday life?
Because they were silently flashing.
It was like,
there was no music playing.
No music.
Also, like, I think she was just cutting the tension because you guys were group like four, so she already knew the cameras were there.
No, literally. I was like, oh my god, she's probably just like,
wow, she gets nervous too.
I know.
She's like, oh, how cute. She hits a button and we fall through a trapdoor. For real. And that, what a way to go. I'd be doing it. I go out on top. That's for fucking sure. Yeah.
Nickelodeon green slime is on all of our white dresses.
And I would have stopped sweating.
Exactly.
I'm screaming.
And that was kind of it. And we were like, thank you.
Yes. Yeah, we're like,
I remember
because
earlier I was like, oh, I really, also y'all didn't know this, but I literally, like, we've talked about it the week before the pod episode that went up this last Wednesday. We were like, I had said, oh yeah, on my vision board, like, I really want to meet Beyonce this year. Oh, like, so this was before it happened. So it came crazy. Out. So the people listening to it now are like, it's crazy listening to this episode, knowing what happened that night. Cause we were like, we're going to a Beyonce event. Hopefully we meet her, but like, we don't want to put it out there, whatever,
that's
blah,
so
blah,
scary.
Blah. So we're like, it was on my vision board. I was like, I just really want to meet her, but I don't want to like put it out there and it not come true because that would be like crazy. Also, like, who, like, that's like,
whoever gets to meet her,
who the fuck am I? Literally.
Like, literally ever.
So when we're back in the room, right after we take the photo, I'm like, this is my chance. I have to say something because earlier I like wanted to say something when she was with her publicist, but it was too much. And I was like, I'm already been talking way too much in this room, but I just have to do it. So I like tap her and I'm like, I'm so sorry to do this, but like, it'll take 2 seconds, I promise. And then I was like, so when we went to the concert, we met your mom. And I remember thinking, oh my God, what do you say to Beyonce's mom? Like, we're meeting Beyonce's mom, which LOL, I'm telling her this story, which like, I like, whatever. And Tina was sitting there and I didn't even notice till I left. I was like, fuck. I was like, your mom, as if okay, whatever. And then I was like, and I remember thinking, what do I say to her mom? So I was like, okay, I know you're proud, but I hope that you're proud. And then Tina had said, oh my God, I'm so proud of her, but what I'm most proud of her for is how grounded she is.
Yes.
So
yes.
I do.
So I was like,
that,
so for my word for the year was grounded because of that, and da da da. And she's like, oh my God, thank you so much. And that's when but I remember being like, how the fuck did I say all of that? I said it. I was like,
it was
lightning
so
speed.
It sounded great.
Thank God.
Honestly, it sounded great.
You memorized your lines great.
For real. It came out. I was like, whoo. And then I just remember leaving the room and I like turned and like looked at Blue and waved, and she was like so happy. And then I like looked at Beyonce and waved. She was like waving. I was like,
also, you want to hear something else crazy on the topic of manifestation. on Super Bowl Sunday, you, me, and Dayson were talking, mm-hmm. and we were kikiing about random shit, and then we were talking about Beyonce after she announced, like, dropped her two songs. And remember, I was saying, I was like, dude, what if you meet her this year? I was like, what if we meet her? Like, that would be crazy. I literally said that, like, 2 weeks before we fucking met her. And then I told her, I said, my third eye is never wrong. It's never wrong. I feel
it's
it.
It's not. You're a freak.
I sense it. And then she was like,
enough, witch.
That's what she texted me.
Silence, witch.
With your medieval.
Yeah. And then
my knight helmet shot. No, I literally, it is something very, and maybe this is, I don't know, but like it's a divine feminine energy. I think right. when it's like such a pure love that all four of us have for like really powerful women in the industry,
totally,
that like, I mean, it's just it's such a blessing to like all be together and experience that shit, and because it means so much, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. like it's not lost on us that the impact these women have had, and like,
yeah, and getting to experience it together, very girlhood,
very very that,
very, very girlhood core.
I'm so sad you weren't there, Rem.
I know, me too.
I know.
It feels
so
like you were
happy
though,
for,
to be
no,
honest.
Like, I feel like I was there. I'm so happy that I got to see you guys. Come out of the curtain.
No, that was, we literally get out of the room. We turn
Remy
the curtain.
Remy was right there. She's like, bring it in.
I got my feet up off that chair. I was like, okay, here we go. It's time.
And she left her chair finally.
I did. And I was, just to experience that, like I listened to your podcast when you went home and recorded immediately.
She got in the stew.
Sobbing.
Cowboy hat still on. I was like, I respect this bitch so much. I was so drained. I was like, I have to wait till tomorrow.
No, the girl boss energy. Like, it was so, but listening to it, I've listened to it like actually 4 times. I've sobbed because I'm just so genuinely happy for all of you guys. Like, for how, of course I love her too, but individually how much she means to each of you, and for you guys to experience that individually and together is such a beautiful thing.
It
and
really
when you were
is.
Like, I love women, I am so happy for you guys. Like, it was so beautiful when you came out. I feel like, Drew, you're like, you were cool. I know on the inside you were fucking dying. Yeah. They were hysterically sobbing.
Yeah,
hysterically
sobbing. Immediately.
Yeah.
I just remember looking at you and I was like,
the makeup
me.
Was just streaming down.
Your eyes have never been wider.
Oh, truly. Truly.
Like, we were really on something.
For real.
It was so hilarious. And you're just sobbing and saying that, talking about the blue thing. Everyone around is like screaming for you. Also, they could probably hear. Like, they're probably close, right?
Probably.
Oh, girl.
The next group is like trying to talk and you just hear us.
Yeah, laughing outside.
Oh my god.
Also, I have one clip. And at the very end, there's a worker behind us who's like, okay, you guys can leave.
He's like, hey, we're shutting it down. So
and I remember we're like, oh,
take this outside.
Yeah,
go ahead and take that downstairs.
Oh my god.
That was crazy though.
No, it was so sweet. And
the Lana Del Rey thing happening at the same time was also like in the same time as in last year around this time.
Yes, it was like almost,
oh my god,
it was in like March last year.
Yeah, it was almost the same.
Wait, it's the annual thing.
Y'all debriefed that on the pod, but can we rehash it all
sure.
four of us together?
Yeah.
What was the context of, I know Lana said during the pandemic, y'all got her through a lot.
Oh,
but
you
had
don't know
you,
the whole story.
No, I don't. Had you
no,
talked
yeah,
to
I'm
her
curious
before?
Too, because when I heard her shout you out on the fucking stage, I said, when she says Remy and Alicia, is she talking about these? Because I was like, there's only one Remy and Alicia that I know. Well, I'm in the box too. I'm like, what the fuck? Was there a meet and greet that I missed?
Oh, wait.
I was just shocked because I was like, wait, this Remy Alicia? That's
no,
fucking
that's
crazy.
How I felt. I was like, me?
Yeah.
Did you see the video we posted of us seeing her when she's like, Ollie.
Was it that from that night?
That was before. It was
them walking, walking past her. Or Lana walking past y'all.
So long story short, we only went to this event because Remy's the biggest Twice fan and Ollie's the biggest Lana fan. And Lana was being awarded like visionary, like the award of the night.
Yeah.
And Rem's like, I want to see Twice. Wasn't it their first time performing?
Yeah.
In the
States? Always in Korea.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got to see him.
So, and then They were like planned to go for the longest time. And I was like, I should go. Like, I'll go support my friends. Like, why not? Especially because I was just thinking like, you know what? Like in the past, I would have been like, oh, I didn't get an invite. Or like, oh, like, you know, like just being like a dumb influencer when all that shit gets to your head. And I was like, no, like, let's just go for fun. And like, I want to like support my friends and like help them get content, whatever. Like, I have nothing else to do. We literally go so fucking early. We were there so early. We go, we do the carpet. Twice is there. Rem's freaking out. We're like, oh my God.
Oh, I did the same thing as you.
It's over.
I had this beautiful vision of like this amazing video I was going to get with them. There's 9 members. I'm standing there like this. And they're like, Ollie's with us, our best friend. He goes, woo. It's dead silent. Oh my God, and they're all so like bad. Bowing. They're just like, they're so all, yeah, they're just like smiling.
The
and
orb
just,
of
like,
confusion.
Immediately.
And I
was like, this video is going to be so good. I like turn around to the camera and I had like straight face while they're walking. So bad.
No, it was
like, I had such a vision. Unusual footage, but
truly.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny.
And that I think was at like 5. Like they got there early as well. We probably got there at 4.
Yeah.
Twice came in at 5. Show starts at like 6:30.
And the girl who worked at the venue was like, hey, you guys can't stand here because that's where all the security was. You know, like walking in, there was like that big metal detector and stuff. She was like, you can't stand here. However, if you stand by this glass door, everyone going in will go in and go towards the left to the auditorium. But anyone who's actually going on stage is going to go through this door. So if you guys stay right here, you'll see all the celebs come through and you can see twice because Rem was freaking out because they were on the carpet around the time we were. Yeah. So we do that. And then we're like, okay, let's go to our seats. And Ollie's standing there and he's like smiling. We're like, babe, we don't even know if Lana's coming. Like there's no, like there.
Or gonna walk the carpet.
Or gonna walk the carpet. I was like,
because they skip carpet a lot.
They skip carpet. And she's so mysterious.
She's
like,
so unpredictable too. Like, she's so normal.
And she's so private. And, mostly.
And keep in mind, we still had 2 hours till it started. So I was like, she's gonna be last, if anything. And she's gonna be like the last person to walk the carpet. But then, and then he looks so sad. And we're like, fuck, like Remy got to see twice. Like, why are we here? We're here for Remy to see twice and Ollie to see Lana. Like, we're gonna fucking stand it out. Where does Rem go? My feet hurt. I need to sit. So
my feet are always hurting.
Your thing, your
my feet are always hurting.
So next time we need you to sit.
Let me guess. Your feet hurt.
You know what?
Typical.
At the Sacred, I should have known when you're like, my feet hurt, I gotta sit, that some shit was gonna happen.
What if you have to sit in order for it to happen?
You have to sit.
It's a lot of weight on the heels. Like, I'm always like,
she's like, my feet have to hurt and I have to sit in order for it to come true.
At that time, it's always, that shows it's at least an hour and a half into the event. Cause I can stick it out until then and then it's unbearable.
Yeah, it is. And you stand a fuck ton. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God. Standing constantly.
Mm-hmm. A lot of waiting.
Literally. Yeah,
I sat nearby on a little ledge. And
it was a random Wednesday. I remember we were like, we could go to the bar, but like we didn't want to drink. So we were sober as fuck, which made it even better. Made it
thankfully,
even better.
You remembered it.
Yeah. Yes, we actually remembered it. And it was on camera, so we actually remembered it.
Yeah.
Long story short, we wait. We're like, babe, it's not happening. Like, we should go to our seats. Cause they're telling us, like, you guys should go to your seats. Like, you know, it's starting over the intercom like 6 times. They're like, everyone, get to your seats. The security finally is like, you guys need to go. Ollie looks so sad. So we're like, it's okay. Like, it's okay.
You'll get to see her from afar.
Yeah. It's okay. We walk down, divine power. We missed the entrance to the suite that YouTube had that we were supposed to, where our seats were.
Well, I was walking like this.
Rim already around this point.
She's like, what do you want? My feet
I need
feet
to be
hurt.
Carried. Yeah.
We walk all the way across the auditorium. We pass photos and there's a photo of Lana on the wall because they had photos of everyone who was there that night for the women in music. And we're like, Ollie, let's get a photo here. He's like, okay. So he gets a photo next to like her sign or whatever. And then,
and he's constantly refreshing Twitter.
I kept telling him, I was like, just refresh Twitter because if she's here, she'll walk the carpet first. And that's 20 minutes before she even gets in. Like, we'll know if she's here.
And the Lana stands are crazy.
Yeah.
He refreshes. Oh, No.
So where he's refreshing, we're walking.
And I'm like, sorry,
Alicia's
guys.
Walking fast.
Like,
yeah, she's trying
I
to find
it. I'm so sorry.
All of a sudden, a gust of wind goes by. And I'm the only one that hears all, because I'm like super close to him. And he goes under his breath, the gays are running. She's here. Huh? And Alicia looks at him and goes, run. He turns around and starts running.
Wind's going north. She's here.
He refreshes Twitter, sees all her carpet photos. I've never seen him run in my life.
I'm sitting on a bench now at this point.
Of course.
No, Remy's like,
again, my feet.
I took my shoes off. I took my shoes off and I'm sitting there with my shoes off.
And I remember there were a few people giving you weird looks, like
they're
Vegas,
so
and it hadn't even started. And I was like, let her live. And then she's like, go without me. It was a movie.
Go without me. Alicia runs with him. I'm sitting there, shoes off, staring. I'm like, what if something happened? Like, what if Rem was, I should be there for him.
Did you have a feeling, like a gut feeling? Like,
I
should go.
I was like, well, what if, like,
also, we waited all these hours and, like, this is his, like, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. So I put my shoes back. No, I ran barefoot. I ran barefoot through the auditorium. And then now a huddle has formed at that front door. And you guys are directly in front. Like, if you're looking, walking through the doors, you guys are straight ahead. So I was like, oh, I'll come get, like, a side angle. So I'm on the side now, strapping my shoes back on. And, like, you can see Lana. Well, you can see Lana.
Ollie didn't have his contacts in. I did. He was like, Do you see her? And I was like, oh, she's wearing yellow. Oh my God, she looks stunning. And, but then it was so long. And then I go, Ollie, wait, she just stopped and took a photo with someone. Like, you have to ask for a photo. Cause I'm not, I will not ask someone for a photo. Like, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to bother them. Either. I don't want to bother them. But she looked so nice and she actually was taking photos. So I was like, you have to fucking do it. I was like, I've done a lot of meet and greets in my life. This is how you do it. I was like, have your video on, just be recording and then like have it ready. Just like put it up, do it so quick. Like don't bother her. Like it'll be perfect. So he's like already in prepped. I'm filming him just so he can like remember this moment to hopefully get a photo. Rim's on the opposite side filming so he can hopefully just like see her. And literally that's when the video starts, when he's like, hi. And then she recognizes him. She goes, Ollie? That's your videos every day.
That's like, crazy.
And so rewatch that video now knowing the context. We're, that's why we're like, we're like, what? And then she's like, yeah, I watch you and Remy. And then he's like, Remy's right there. And then Remy's there.
She comes over, starts whispering in my ear.
She's like, hold on, just give me a second. Like, hold on.
God, my feet hurt, girl. Oh, should have done these knee-high Converse.
I'm like leaning on her. I'm using her.
Knee-high Converse. She's lacing them up for 20s. All right, Lana, I'm sorry.
Gladiator sandals buckling.
Yeah. You have a pleaser heel on. You're like, just give me a second. Just give me a second. Shit. Please, Lana, please.
Oh, these are not wide calf boots. Sorry. Give me a second.
You get it. She gets it. That's fucking crazy.
She comes and whispers in my ear and like is saying such nice things. And then she sees Alicia. She's like, I love you, Ollie and Alicia. Oh, Alicia's over there. She screams. God. She loves Alicia. She says, bangs on fleek.
She's like, I know everything about you. And we were like, because she was like, I watch the vlogs, da da da. Anyways,
that's
so
crazy.
Then finally we're like, can Ollie please get a photo? So we're like he gets
no,
his photo.
She goes, yeah. And then keeps talking to us.
Oh yeah, like people kept being like trying to, so we were just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then she's like, I'll DM. We were like, what the fuck just happened?
DM?
No, literally.
Me?
We're leaving and we felt like I've never felt so high in my life.
Yes.
Actually.
But also like it was our own little secret where we're like, no one's gonna believe
yeah
that.
We're like,
no one's gonna believe that. That
I'm
was
obsessed
amazing
with you guys going to that event as talent and waiting outside doors.
Backstage door on Broadway, you know what I mean? Playbill in hand,
vlog camera in this hand, phone in this hand.
That's really what it was.
I'm
obsessed with you guys.
I got the horizontal, you get the vertical.
Yep.
I'm obsessed.
Oh my God.
And then they're like, oh yeah, I have to go to my box seat.
Well, so then finally,
oh yeah, I'm supposed to be attending the event.
Oh yeah, presenting an award.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot.
So that's, we come in late. We're in the back because we were so late. And literally, we can't focus the whole show at all. And then anytime it would show her, we'd be like, did that fucking happen?
Wait,
like,
we were together for that.
Yeah,
right?
We were. Yeah.
Because y'all were in the box. We didn't realize because you came in late.
Yeah, you came in late. Yeah.
We were late.
Yes.
But it was like our little secret. Like we're like, this is so funny. Like, oh my God, let's wait till after the show to tell everybody. Like, no one's gonna believe. And then she goes on to accept her award. And then thanks us in the speech. So that's all everybody saw.
That part was fucking crazy.
No, I can't think about it. The next day I tried to vlog, I couldn't. I literally deleted the whole thing because I overthought everything. I was like, just fucking be normal, Alicia.
You can't.
I couldn't.
That part was crazy. We were like, what the fuck? Like everyone in the box were like, wait a second. She's like, Remy Alicia's vlogs got me through COVID while she's accepting an award for like
Visionary
music
of the year.
She's like, oh, by the way, Remy and Alicia, my favorite YouTubers. Shout out y'all. That's crazy.
Shout out squad for real.
Shout out squad. That's fam. That's gang. That's for real. Fam. Thank you. Appreciate you. That was insane. So random.
It and she did
so
random up with DMs after.
It really was.
She did. Of course she did.
She kept her word.
Oh my God.
Isn't it insane to think that people like that, like, have the internet? Like I know. They have access to the internet and they watch creators just as much as we do as like normies.
No,
shit's not allowed.
You know,
like, what I mean,
Blue Ivy has been up at midnight watching your vlogs and Beyonce comes in and says turn your phone off and go
turn
to
that
bed.
Shit
no
off.
Yeah, I can't, yeah, I don't,
that's crazy.
I truly don't want to think about it because then I won't be able to vlog again. So I think I try to like let myself black it out, you know.
Yeah.
like
you kind of have to,
you
honestly
have to.
No, dude, I literally have had a similar, well, it's twofold of like the celebrities that follow you, but also like if you have a crush or if you're talking to someone, it's like everything I've ever thought is online. Actually.
Yeah.
And so
actually, that's horrible.
Actually, that's now so that jarring it and off-putting. And it's like, well, what do? You like censor yourself to be? No, girl. Because the reason that people watch you is because you're you.
No,
yeah, like exactly. You can't. There's no point to it.
That was.
Well, you know what I thought too about the hair care brand stuff is like, even after the birthday show that we, the three of us went to, not Brittany, so sorry about that.
Well, I actually did buy a ticket.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
You bitches have never been in the trenches the way I am.
Steak. They had a tomahawk steak. They had sushi.
I was actually going to do popcorn. That's what I was eating. So
I was thinking something light.
I was stuffed. I couldn't.
I was thinking when we were there and like, you know, they were so specific about what we said. Like they were like, it has to be hair care brand. It can't, or no, hair brand. No, hair care brand. That's what it had to be, the hashtag, because it didn't have a name yet. And then I remember after the birthday show, I like posted some just random Instagram stories. I didn't tag Beyonce or anybody really. I was just like, I feel so grateful to go because like I've loved her since I was a child. And like, she's like, for someone, people, I was like, she's like our Princess Di. Like, that's, she's ours. Like, I don't, Princess Di, we fuck with her, but like,
yeah,
it's not
yeah,
the same.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was like, I just feel like so grateful. Like, thank you guys. Like, that's why you guys are the reason I get to do shit like this. And I said her hair brand. That's what I said. Her team texts me like that same day, an hour later. And they were like, hey, could you do us a favor and repost that, but say hair care brand instead? Like, and I was like, the fact that, see, red dot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like they're watching all the time.
Like you never know.
And then after Blue Ivy told you that about your content, and then I was thinking about it on the way home, I was like, they literally individually, like, and not just the team, but she individually approves who goes to shit like
that.
I
believe
for her specifically, just, obviously to meet her.
Yeah.
But like that means that she's seen all of us online at one point or another.
Being like, that's what I mean. Like you guys are the chosen
makes me want to die.
Ones. I mean that.
That thought makes me want to keel over personally. But I was like, I was thinking about it. I'm like, that's why they're so particular about like who went to the show, who went to the party, who got to meet her. And it's because like she has a final say on who gets to be there, which is fucking insane.
It's ridiculous.
That's like crazy to think about because I'm like, her watching me, I'm like, I'd rather not.
I'd rather not
think about that.
Yeah.
Can't handle it.
Dude, I think about it all the time and it's just, I'm so grateful. And I know all of y'all feel the same of like,
totally.
We started posting just shit posts, like just like for the fun of being creative. And to get to that level of like, it's so visible on such a global scale to people that you never, and not even that, but like brands are fucking with it. Crazy, by the way.
Yeah.
Nothing we've ever made is brands.
No, fucking ever. For real. For real. I think about that all the time too. But I also think too, it's also, I feel like proof that like social media is like important. Like we all know, cause we've been to enough events now. Like you go, but they're like, hey, why don't you pick up some trash while you're fucking here? Make yourself fucking useful. Right. Wait. Like they, as soon as you get there, they're like,
fuck you.
By the way.
Yeah. Were you at the
and then they're like real talent.
Did you go to the Oscars?
I did not go to the Oscars.
I did.
Were you at the Oscars with the Will Smith thing? Were we in the same?
Oh, I wasn't at that Oscars. I was at last year's Oscars.
Oh,
that was 2022.
That one felt dystopian, like very strange. Cause like I got invited.
Yeah, the
like,
Oscars
it was a big group,
is fucking
but then
nuts.
They had us like stand on this platform. They're like, don't get off the platform. Like you have to stay on. And so as like people walk the carpet, we could wave. That was all we could do.
Wait,
like imagine like getting
girl.
Invited. Like they rolled out the red carpet.
Styling,
they're like,
glam.
Get there early. Yeah.
Girl, literally. You want to hear something funny? When I worked the Oscars last year, so I worked carpet. I walked the carpet. I worked the carpet. And then I watched the show. When I walked the carpet at 12 p.m. They're like, you come now because you're an internet bitch. Uh-huh. And then at 7 p.m. everyone else walked. So when I walked, they literally, this is not a joke. And you could go look at the Gettys if you want. Like there's still plastic on the carpet.
No,
I'm not kidding. They were like, don't let that dirty bitch touch this carpet.
No.
By the way,
her spray tan's dripping again.
Yeah, by the way, she's sweaty. So make sure you tarp it.
No,
they literally did not remove the plastic until after I walked.
I literally walked.
They put me in that fucking pig pen, which is like the press pit, which you're, by the way, you're all like standing like this, like sardines.
Oh.
And I'm a big bitch. So I'm like, sorry guys. And I'm standing there and I'm watching them peel it up right after.
You can't make that shit up.
After
that's
I
hilarious.
Walked, I was like, ooh, love that. Love that.
That is
for
the
me.
Epitome of being a content creator.
Girl, I'm telling you right now. I'm
happy to be here.
They're like, and make sure you post 72 TikToks about it, by the way.
And I will. Mm-hmm.
And I will.
Happily,
and I did.
Happily.
And I did, in fact.
Thank you for having me. Yeah
I did, in fact, actually. And you know what's even ironic about the Oscars is like, I only had to do a couple things for them, but they were so chill about it. They were like, oh, I don't need to approve it. I trust you.
Oh, I love
I was
that.
Like, you shouldn't.
You'll live to regret
Thank
that
again. Decision.
You said it.
You zooming in on the plastic on the carpet. Like, that's your TikTok.
It's a boomerang.
You making a full story time about the car, about the plastic.
The plastic. I honestly haven't even talked about that.
That's so
because I was like, oh, love that when I was looking at it under my feet. But as I'm walking, it's like, it's going. You know what I mean? Like, my feet are sticking.
Have you ever done a carpet stuck. Where they're taking a picture and they're like, who? And
yes.
They even hold the camera like this.
Yeah.
Like,
girl,
it's like,
girl,
I will never forget the first time that happened to me. Well, actually, this happened to me several times, but one of the most egregious ones is I went to the premiere of season 2 of Only Murders in the Building, right? And I went to the carpet. I was the last one there. And when you go after principal talent, they really
they don't give a
give
shit. A fuck.
They don't give a fuck.
You're
in front of them. And they'd be like, exactly. Roll her to the side because it's ugly. And so I went and there's only 2 photographers. There's only 2. Like, they've been there the whole time.
Normally there's like 9.
Yeah, girl. Yeah. There's only 2. Selena Gomez, Martin Short, and Steve Martin are already walking. So again, I could drop dead and they wouldn't care. So I'm standing. I walk up. My publicist walks me up. I walk up. I'm standing there. And then the guy goes,
I'm not kidding.
That happened to me one time.
He literally was like,
oh my God.
He said, no, thank you.
I had the same thing happen to me one time. It was this girl, and I remember she like was trying to read the sign that has your name on it, and it said like influencer, YouTuber, and then she goes, and I'm posing to no one. I'm like, work. Yes. I'm gonna go.
I thought to myself, I said, you can't. He said, I'm not wasting one
frame
on
one
flash. It's like you could have just flashed the flash of me and knocked it out of the pit. Like, and then the girl next to him, she recognized me and she's like, oh, I want some pictures. And so she took a couple, and then he was watching her take them. And then he was like, all right. One singular frame.
Did you ever find it?
Yeah, I did. And I look uncomfortable in it because I watched that dude literally go. The way literally he's like. And I'm like, hey, buddy, I can see you too. I'm watching you with my own eyes.
This is a one-way glass. You.
The very first carpet I ever walked, my publicist says they wouldn't let her come with me. So a girl came with me and she had a paper this big and wrote my name on it.
Oh my God.
With a pen. Yep. So you couldn't even
see.
So people are going, and then they're like, oh.
Yeah, hope.
And as I'm walking, no one's taking, so I'm kind of like, that's my very first carpet. Then someone starts taking pictures of me. And then everyone kind of starts going like stirring a little, like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And they start like flashing. And I'm like, okay, period. And then I look to my right and Jason Momoa is behind me. I'm like, they're like, hey, what's your name? Drew?
Can you
get the fuck out of the way? Shit. Move, bitch. God.
Oh, they'll yell at you.
They do, and they have, and they will continue to.
Yeah.
That's why we even did Barbie.
Yep.
You guys didn't go to Barbie?
Uh-uh. That's shocking.
That was a really strange premiere that I went to with Barbie. But
we kind of swapped. Like, I hosted the Barbie carpet, and it was the first press stop. Like, they would, all the talent came through, talked to me for like one, they were like, you get one question.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Really?
They are really like that. Yeah.
But it was also like the entire cast and Carol G and Dua Lipa. And like, it was like,
many famous people.
So
yeah.
They had a lot of people to get through. I was the first stop, and then they would walk the carpet. But like, walking that carpet, there was an influencer carpet and then the actual talent.
Oh, there sure was, girl.
And of course it was outside. Cause why would it not be?
At peak sun hour again.
Peak sun.
12. And it was
the same. Like, they genuinely don't care if you live or die.
No, not at all. Not at all. And they're like, while you're out, it like, start rolling up some carpets while you're on your way out. If that's
can you
that's
vacuum
cool.
that? Can you pick that up? Yeah, actually,
just popcorn over there.
You're like, vacuuming the carpet.
Grab a tray and get working, bitch. Yes. Come on now.
It's so funny because it's such a like, I don't know, you know, you kind of get treated a certain way and it's funny. Like,
it's funny.
I find it hilarious.
It's
because
so
I'm
funny.
Cool with being humbled.
Of course.
Violently
also,
humbled.
This
like,
job is so dumb.
Yeah, no, it's so literally dumb. Yeah.
Never forget, I had a meetup and no one came.
I was also at a local Michael's waiting we weren't even friends yet. We were both at the Michael's craft room, just like
waiting.
Hello.
But at least they pulled people from the store for yours. No one.
Literally, you know the art rooms? You know, like the art rooms in like Michael's or like where they bake? They literally, long story short, great idea, bad prep. Like, they just, it was like your local one. And both of us were like, well, we don't really, like, we weren't paid to promote it early on. So, like, no one knew about it. The workers are going around the Michael's store to like a mom and her kids be like, come on, like, we have something. And they're like, oh, yeah, there's like free crafts in here. And I was like, Yeah.
They're like, hi, I was promised free shit.
No, so. Literally.
They're like, take a picture.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, no, thank you. Oh, no, thank you. I thought watercolors were in here. My bad.
So needless to say.
To
no. Here's the thing. Humbled forever. Like, truly, I think every.
It's a good thing.
It's a great thing.
It's a good thing.
Because now we're just happy when people come.
Exactly.
Like, we're like, oh my God, people can't. Like, every meetup, we get so nervous no one's going to come. So, like, but I think it's truly, like, grounded us.
Totally.
You know?
Totally. I think it's a good thing.
It is a beautiful perspective to have of, like, it's shocking when people like you.
Yeah, dude.
Shocking.
Yeah, I've even, like, messaged, like, Lily Gladstone. Everybody knows Lily Gladstone.
Yes.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah.
Yep.
I hope she wins an Oscar. Anyways, that's my fucking girl. But, like, I found out she followed me on Instagram and I was like, that's on period. So I followed her back and then I messaged her and I was like, okay, you better work, bitch. I was like, I can't believe you follow me, but I'm such a big fan. Like, congrats on everything. I'm wishing you all the luck for award season. And she messaged me back too. And she was like, oh my God, I can't believe you're messaging me. I'm such a big fan.
Oh,
I followed you forever.
God.
I said,
you throw your phone.
Yeah. I was like, and I was fucking gagged when I read it. And then she was like, you know, what's so funny is like when I was in at Paris Fashion Week a couple months ago, I ran into Emirata, like Emily Ratajkowski. And she was like, and we were talking about you for hours. Like, we were like, oh, we love her. And I was like,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Shut the fuck up. Get that shit out of my
DMs. Don't ever talk about me with other famous women ever again. Just kidding. It's just like mind blowing.
No,
that when you find out they're like,
you can't comprehend. Like, you can't comprehend that.
No, not at all. I'm very thankful though. Feeling blessed.
It's a blessing.
No, I loved in your episode when you were saying you're like, what we do is so dumb.
It is.
It is.
It's silly.
It's brain dead.
Silly shit.
But when you really do have these moments of perspective and like seeing who it touches and also just like who enjoys it, who fucks with it, it's such an out of body experience.
It really is.
Especially when it's people like Blue Ivy or Lana or Lily Gladstone. Like, that's insane.
Dude. Also, especially because it's us and our lives.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like we're playing a character. It's not like,
exactly.
You know,
totally, we're not like skits people or anything like that.
Yeah. Like, so I think that's when it hits even harder because you're like, wait, me?
Yeah. Like, you're like, what? I'm really fucking annoying. So yeah. I'm glad you fuck with me because I can't stand myself sometimes.
I should be studied by scientists. Like,
if I'm being honest.
That's crazy that you're fucking with them. Yeah.
Crazy. Oh my God. Well,
we got to get together.
I know.
We got to get together again and create another to the quadrant. It's like, have you ever seen, what's that movie with Hitch? No, not Hitch. Hancock with Will Smith.
Oh, that's a throwback.
Okay, do you remember,
that
movie? Okay, anyways, he has these crazy powers and like he has a soulmate who has the same powers, but every time they get together, their powers go away because they're supposed to be human together.
Oh.
I think ours is the inverse.
It's the opposite.
So when we come together, too powerful.
Uh-huh.
Too powerful.
We start levitating.
Yep. Our eyes roll back. We all float in the air.
Nosebleed.
It's a whole thing. But if you want to be Beyonce or not, like, you got to let me work. Let me
go. You got one now. I'm your Uber driver. Get in.
Wait, last thing. We were like, we get into our Uber that night and we're headed back home. And then we're like talking about it. Da, 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 da.
Of course.
We get out and then he's like, oh, what are these? Because the PR was like the massive...
Oh, those big ass suitcases,
And literally Rim goes, she goes, oh yeah, do you know Beyonce?
Are you familiar?
Yeah.
But I didn't want to assume though. He was like a sweet old man. He goes, of course I know Beyonce. And I was like,
right.
She met her.
What if he showed you a tattoo? He's like, I'm Beehive till I die, bitch.
He pulls up a shirt. It's a full fucking body tattoo.
Chest piece.
He has a whole back tattoo.
Oh my God.
Yeah, period.
Well, thank you guys.
Of course.
Oh my God.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me.
Drew, we still need to have a solo one with you.
Yes,
we can talk forever. Brittany, just come anyway.
Yeah, you can come.
I'm gonna sit back there and just watch. I love it.
Okay, I feel like everyone knows you guys already, but if they don't, where can they find you?
You can find me at Drew Afawalo on literally everything.
I'm Brittany _ Broski, and occasionally lost my marbles again on TikTok.
Period.
The chihuahua with the eyebrows.
Chihuahua with the eyebrows. That's
there you go. And both of you guys have your pods, and you have a book coming out.
Yes, I do. Well, I have my show, The Comment Section. I have a show with my sister called Two Idiot Girls, and I'm coming out with a book called Loud, which comes out July 30th.
The cover is beautiful.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Insane.
Thank you.
So good.
Can they pre-order it yet?
Yes.
We'll have it linked in the description.
Period.
What about you, Britt?
I have a podcast called The Broski Report. Had to think for a second. What is it called? The Broski Report. I also have a show on YouTube called Royal Court where I interview celebrities.
Period.
I also have merch, broski.shop. Go pick that up. Let's go. If you have cash in your bank account. If you don't worry about it.
That's the uniform for Broski Nation, by the way.
Go ahead and grab it. Thanks, team.
I love it. Thank you guys so much for watching. And hopefully there's another one of these soon. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.